government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the sixth day of August, 2008, and for the next 4 hours, we are going to have wide open phones. Wide open phones for the next 4 hours. It is bizarre being here in my office with the moving trucks here this morning, as 90% of the office has now been moved out of here just this morning, and it's just little old me sitting here in my tiny little studio, which will still be here for the next few months as we finish building the new radio studio and the TV studio. We are busy little bees over at the new 7,800-square-foot office, which is big for us. This one's about 2,400 square feet, and we have another even smaller office. We've had two offices. It's been confusing and caused problems over the last few years. Well, we are now moving into one big office, thanks to you, the listeners, supporting us with the InfoWars money bomb. Everything we do, everything we've been able to accomplish is because of you. Yes, we work long hours. Yes, we make good films, and we travel to dangerous hot spots to cover things. We bring you the best guest, but it's a team effort, all of us together in this fight against the New World Order. You have our continued commitment to work as hard as we can to do the best job we can to bring you the most accurate and up-to-date information. Does that mean we're perfect? No. Does it mean we don't drop the ball? No. Does it mean that we never make mistakes? No. But we're doing the best job we can. And I want to thank every one of you in the United States, Canada, Europe, Mexico, Latin America, Asia, all of our supporters, all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. We just make that better and better for you now, 4+ years into having PrisonPlanet.tv. All of you that get the books and videos and DVDs off of the website. And then we also bring on all these other guests and try to support their outreaches and what they're doing and building this as a platform for everyone who are team players against the New World Order. We are Team Liberty, Team Freedom, Team Humanity, Team Anti-Dehumanization, and it's great to work with all of you. But it takes me back to 3+ years ago when we moved into this office from my tiny 700-square-foot office. Yes, 700-square-foot office that had three people in it. Well, four, counting me. And then I would broadcast out of my house. I mean, that's the type of growth that we've been seeing here. And I should have tried to grow earlier. I tried to really keep it small. I tried to never raise funds. I refused almost all advertising. I didn't even really have advertising except for a few web banners. If somebody emailed me, we'd sell them a $500 ad banner. And we didn't have the funds to expand or do anything. And then I realized about 3 years ago, I said, we better grow. I mean, we're already the tip of the spear, the biggest thing in media in the fight against the New World Order, and that wasn't saying much. And so we have expanded. We're now about to expand even more. And yes, your support is needed more than ever to spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on the message boards and MySpace and YouTube, to buy the books and videos, to support the sponsors. You know, people complain, and we're not perfect. Every day, Kurt Nemo's in there banning different ads on InfoWars.com. He's banned it, I think, 8 different times the last week, these anti-Barack Obama ads. I'm not for Barack Obama, but I don't want to have anti-Barack Obama, pro-John McCain ads on. And Google continues to change the URL address that that advertiser wants to be on our site. And so I'm at the point I'm about to have to dump Google advertising. Well, that's $6,000 a month. That pays for almost 2 employees. We won't be able to operate without that. So what will I have to do? I'm about to dump Google Ads. I mean, I'm thinking about it. I'll have to get other sponsors. I'll have to beg for you to buy my videos, which I don't like doing. So support us, and we'll be able to have less ads and less commercialism and all of it. But, hey, I got to get the money to fund this operation somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. So support us. All right, ton of news, wide open phones for the next 4 hours. I am going to take hundreds of calls today, 1-800-259-9231.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to The Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete fuel system and engine treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A-Cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tankful and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free at $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now 10 minutes and 15 seconds into this worldwide transmission. You want open phones? You want to bring up every issue under the sun? You want to attack me? You want to disagree with me? You want to agree? You've got a question? You've got a news item? We've got Blackwater involved in now anti-marijuana, medical marijuana raids, the evidence shows from the LA Times. We've got them gearing up for an attack on Iran. We have what's happening to the dollar and the economy. It's now coming out with top bioweapons experts that worked with this latest patsy saying he didn't have access to it. He couldn't have made it. It's a cover-up. Huge news on the anthrax front. There is so much. Whatever you want to discuss today, you are welcome to call in with it. 800-259-9231. I got a bunch of news coming up, but let's go ahead and go to your calls. But here's the deal. If I'm going to get to your calls, no matter how interesting or informative they are, I have to move on after a few minutes. So have your points ready. Be ready to go because you're not going to be holding long today. I am going to take, I've only been able to do this a few times when I put my mind to it. We can take unlimited calls here, millions of listeners, but I'm always bad about getting diverted, distracted. But it's always great when I'm able to force myself to not linger on a caller or not get off on one of my tirades. And we're actually able to take your calls because it brings up so many issues, so many angles, spinning the wheel of fortune, reaching into the hat. What will we pull out? Jay in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thank you very much. How are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, I want to first say, I've been listening to your show every day. The last couple of days, the news is just ugly. They're hitting us at all angles. It's depressing. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone sometimes. I feel like I'm watching a movie. But I just want to say something real positive, if I could, real quick. A couple years ago, somebody told me the government did 9/11. I probably would have been ready to fight them. But it's because of you. You've opened my eyes. I understand, you know, everything now, how the world works, basically. And I want to thank you for that. I'm 38 years old. I had a baby daughter 11 months ago. And it's because of you. She's not poisoned with vaccines. A couple years ago, if I had that, my girl, I probably would have marched her right into the doctor's office and shot her up. So I wanted to thank you for that. Keep up the good work, Alex. You're doing great. And I think more and more people, as time goes on, as bad as things get, are not looking at this as a crazy conspiracy, and they're saying, hey, maybe there's something there.
Well, once you figure out there's a global government and a global scientific dictatorship, and you read their own army reports, their own white papers, their own university papers, it's all there. I'm not even analyzing or bringing you this great revelation myself. They have declared total war on humanity, and on the subject of government-sponsored terror, in the last 9 months it's come out, declassified, that yes, Israel premeditatedly attacked the USS Liberty to try to sink it, to blame it on Egypt. It has come out that Dick Cheney wanted to have Navy SEALs dress up like Iranians in fake Iranian patrol boats and attack U.S. ships. I mean, it's all coming out. We're telling the truth. We know the score. We know what's going on. And we are beginning to win the info war. But believe me, the enemy's going to counterattack. And whether that's going after people in the truth movement or staging more terror attacks or all of the above or releasing a bioweapon, God only knows. We just have to do the right thing and get the word out. Jay, I appreciate your call. And on the subject of babies and vaccines, we put out the information. And then it's up to you to decide if you're going to put your child in a government training camp where they turn you, your family against each other, where they turn your children against you, where they try to get them into the prison system, where they try to lie and force vaccines on you. It's up to you to go read the drug insert on the HPV, human papilloma, live virus shot, and find out how many people it's killed, and find out that it says it doesn't protect you from the cancer and actually gives you a 45% increase in getting the cancer. If you already happen to have the virus, I mean, that's there. It's up to you before you go on Prozac. If you're in a car wreck now, your insurance company tries to put you on Prozac. They want us drugged out. It's up to you to go read that the serotonin reuptake inhibitor family massively increases psychotic breaks, suicide, violent actions. I mean, it's up to you to go verify what I'm telling you and then make your own decision. In a perfect world, could they make clean vaccines that would help children? There's a lot of dangers associated with it, even if it's done right. But with what they're doing by design trying to hurt you, I mean, who would give it to their children? Does that mean your child might actually get an earache? You know, they have vaccines for that, but they've had to recall them. Could in a perfect world it help? Maybe. Could a flu shot in a perfect world help you? Maybe. But here's an example. Don't believe me? I demand you look it up for yourself. Last time I checked, about a year ago, the last 5 years in a row, they had guesstimated with dead reckoning a year before what the dominant flu would be in the United States and Canada. And in the 5 years previous, they missed it entirely, and people went out and took a flu shot that didn't even protect them from that year's flu because they have to guess how it's going to mutate. So right there, it doesn't even protect you because the last 5 years in a row, and I haven't checked in a year. I don't know if they got it right this year. I guess I can look it up right now. But again, the average person doesn't know how a vaccine works. They don't know that there's all these federal studies that if you take three flu shots, it doubles your chance of getting Alzheimer's. Don't believe me? Just Google that. Type flu shot Alzheimer's into Google. Pull it up. In fact, let's just do that right now. I said I'd take hundreds of calls, but that's just too important. You know, I'll do it during a break, and then later I'll give you the a mainstream article on that, just to prove. People always say, oh, I Googled that and couldn't find it. Well, we'll see. Let's talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Fired up, my friend.
Hey, I've got, I recently heard that the Ministry of Japan had turned over the production of their yen to the same people who own our Federal Reserve System. And when asked why he did that, he said that they had been threatened with an earthquake-making machine.
I didn't see that. Was that in the mainstream story?
No, I had just picked that story up on the Internet, but I thought, well...
Well, here's the problem. The biggest problem we face is our own movement. Just because the mainstream media spins and lies and gets things wrong and sometimes gets it right, because they're not all government operatives, stuff slips through, doesn't mean that the alternative media is telling the truth. And there is just so much insanity out there on the web.
I agree, but I wanted to prove if there was or wasn't an earthquake-making machine. So I went to usgs.gov, looked at patterns in earthquakes and how they've been coming up, and see if I can recognize any proof that there is an earthquake machine. And it seems like I have the proof. The tsunami that killed all those people, the earthquake recently in China.
Yes, the Age newspaper in Australia did report a secret government program for a, quote, tsunami bomb.
Uh-huh, and all of these earthquakes all originate from 10 kilometers under the Earth's surface. And when you look at that 10 kilometers and you look, you can see they're using the Earth as target practice.
Well, there are a lot of real earthquakes, and I appreciate your call, but there are government documents and mainstream news reports of seismic tectonic weapons, but they're so classified that I don't even really cover them other than some of the declassified stuff from decades ago where they had developed it. Now, in the April issue of Army Times in 1997, they covered a Pentagon press conference by Secretary of Defense William Cohen, where he stated, you can pull his quote up, just type William Cohen quote on earthquake weapons, and it'll pop up mainstream news. And he said, states have developed tectonic earthquake weapons, and this is one of the greatest threats we face. So, Army Times, I just gave you the date of the magazine. I know they have a magazine and a newspaper, and I'm going back 11 years, but I know it was in Army Times, and it was in April of 1997. I don't know if it was in the magazine or the newspaper, but April and 97 pops up, and I can pretty much quote his. He talked about weather weapons and tectonic earthquake weapons that he said could dwarf the power of nuclear weapons. That's a paraphrase quote. Tell you what I'll do. I'll show you the power of Google. During the break, I will try to pull up the correlation between flu shots and Alzheimer's and the William Cohen tectonic weapon quote. Okay? We'll show you how we document here. We'll be right back.
Ted Anderson from Midas, August 6, 2008, gold 880.40. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 906.17, 446.40 for half, 223.20 for quarter. That's 906.17, 446.40, and 223.20. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
We listen to our channel.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
I Googled flu shots, Alzheimer's, found hundreds of mainstream news articles. Here's a Global Advisory Committee on Vaccine Safety says not only increase in Alzheimer's, they list a bunch of studies. This is the first link. This is on Marcola, Dr. Marcola's site. He's got links to all the mainstream news. It's the first link. A Global Advisory Committee on Vaccine Safety. Also, they report a massive increase in Bell palsy following immunization with the vaccine. It's tied into muscular dystrophy. You can just go on and read the FDA report on that. That was a short break. Then I Googled William Cohen weather weapons, and the first link was FAS.org. And I also found a bunch of Pentagon sites. And I have found the full transcript of what he had to say, but we ran out of time for me to find the actual quote in there. But I remember this. It's Cohen addresses 428 at Conference on Terrorism, Terrorism, Weapons of Mass Destruction, U.S. Strategy, Sam Nunn, Policy Forum, April 28th, 97. You see my memory? I told you April Army Times, because they then ended up reporting on this. It must have been the 29th or 30th. My memory says the 30th was the Army Times newspaper. But I am on the Federation of American Scientists right now. You know what? This is only five pages. Maybe I'll just read the whole thing and you will see that we'll run into it. Secretary Cohen, Secretary Nunn, thank you very much. As Senator Nunn has indicated, he and I have worked for many years together along with Senator Lugar. The two of these gentlemen, I feel, are perhaps the most courageous and visionary to have served in the Senate. Let me skip ahead. I comment on the latter during the conference of the morning, but I've had occasion to meet with a number of Russian counterparts as we go through the various transactions. Okay, let me skip ahead another paragraph. It was Nunn Lugar. I tried to do keyword searches, control F, but I couldn't find it in the 60 seconds I had. That I dealt with in the reduction of nuclear weapons between the United States and Soviet Union in terms of trying to come to grips with who helped to dismantle hundreds of Russian nuclear weapons. He says, we're involved in helping local states with local agencies to deal with the threat of terrorism, which is quite likely to increase in the coming years. It is a pleasure for me to be here. Both Senator Nunn and Senator Lugar are close friends. Senator Nunn, thank you very much. Bill, let me ask if there are any questions from Secretary of Defense Cohen. The dual containment policy in Iran and Iraq, do you think that's conclusive to regional stability in the region? I think Secretary Albright articulated our policy as far as dealing with Iraq. Okay. I've got to find the weapons areas. With respect to Iran, I think it continues to present long-term threat to the region. What does it mean for the Clinton inaudible proliferation to the extent of communication available? We've seen by way, this is what it's like to research, folks. You got to do it. We've seen by way of example the World Trade Center, the international aspects of international terrorism coming to home territory. How about the first bombing in 93? How to prepare the U.S. government to deal with an audible. I think we have to really intensify our efforts. I've got to find the part. I know it's in here. Maybe in a subpage. Nature of the threat. Some kind of chemical weapon, biological one. There are some reports, for example, that some countries have been trying to construct something like Ebola virus that would be a very dangerous phenomenon, to say the least. Alvin Toffler, who's written about this, in terms of some scientists in the laboratories trying to create race-specific bioweapons to eliminate certain ethnic groups. And the Dick Cheney, by the way, called for this in the September 20th, 2000 PNAC document. I'm just adding that. And others, see the kind of stuff you read in these things, that are designating some sort of engineering, some sort of insects that can destroy specific crops. Others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, shut off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. Ah, see, that's how you do it. Don't tell me you can't find this. People all over the web saying I make up weather weapon information. We interviewed the father of weather weapons, meteorologist Ben Livingston. By the way, that's up on PrisonPlanet.tv, the exclusive. We flew him to town to interview him. We never put it in a film. We're just too busy. I mean, it was all declassified 3 years ago, so we could then finally interview him. And that's what I do. It was declassified, so I called the top scientist up, flew him to Austin. He lives in Midland, Texas, and had him on. But the point is, we're not making this up. This is Federation of American Scientists. And it starts in the paragraph that says, well, you can just control F. Electromagnetic or control F waves. Just hit control F when you're on the page and it'll take you right to the quote. So there. I just showed you right there. It's not hard. I'm not that smart. I told you April 97. Just like cops when I tell you they're injecting you in the military with cancer virus vaccines. You want me to pull that up right now during the next 3 minute break? You want me to? You mean to shove it in your face? How they're killing us? We're going to come back and take your call. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Republicans and Democrats alike are now fighting the erection of a fence along the Mexican border so they can prepare for the North American Union to merge Canada, Mexico, and the United States into one economic bloc? Just like the European Union, we'll lose our national sovereignty, our Bill of Rights, and Constitution. These ultra-rich men rule the world in secret right now, but will openly rule it very soon. Is this what Americans want? Then we need to repent before our God. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736.
Morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. But if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John.
Okay, I'm going to go to your calls right now.
Somebody said he came from New Orleans.
There are literally hundreds of articles out this week, mainstream news, about the Gardasil shot paralyzing and killing people. The live HPV, live cancer virus shot that actually gives you cancer. Go read their own insert. You ever listen to these drug ads where they'll start whispering real fast and talking like an auctioneer at the end of the ad, going, causes heart attacks, death, some blah, 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 in the list of 100 things. It'll say, having trouble, having to go to the bathroom too much, well, take this. And at the end, they'll list 20 horrible things it does. But if you go read the actual insert, it'll list 100. Sometimes it'll list 200. Well, we told you a year ago, in mid-2007, it was authorized, the trials of just, 1,600 people. Out of 1,600 people, and this is with the CDC reporting, and with the new drug, it's about 1 out of 40 is the thumb rule with a new drug because they don't know how to report it. It doesn't get reported correctly. With an already developed on-the-shelf drug for years, only 1 in 10 adverse drug reactions, you can go pull that up in handbooks if you'd like, gets reported. So let's see. If 1 out of 40 on average were being reported out of 1,600 trial subjects and 3 died, so let's say it was 40 times worse than that. What's 40 times 3? That would mean by rule of thumb it really killed 120 people out of 1,600 in the trial test. But it doesn't matter. Let's just say it killed 3 out of 1,600 and paralyzed hundreds of others. Oh, joy! Well, here it is, telling you a year after it was put on the market and hundreds of thousands of girls have gone out and taken it because mommy heard it cures cancer. It'll stop my daughter. Most of these idiots, you hear them on the news, think it stops breast cancer, everything else. No, it targets 4 to 6 strains, depending on their several versions of the vaccine, of over 350 strains of human papillomavirus. Is HPV vaccine to blame for teens' paralysis? U.S. News and World Report. Then it goes into whitewashing everything, but if you go read the actual reports, it's far worse. Kind of news I have. Okay, last said I'd go to your calls. Brendan in Denver, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, man, it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I don't know. I think I reached a point last week where I just don't know what to do. After watching that video you posted with the two cops beating the other cop, and he broke the other guy's leg. You remember that?
There's so many. I mean, there's so many cops killing people, attacking, going crazy. I don't know.
Well, what's going to make change besides a nationwide call to arms?
Well, everybody that always calls for arms, they never go out and start shooting. And by the way, I don't think you should.
No.
Look, killing police and military is exactly what the New World Order wants. They want to go ahead and bring us into bedlam so they can shut the food supply off and cause even bigger rioting, and then everything settle down. They can come in and play the part of the saviors. We don't want violence. And I'm not saying you, but the talk show hosts and others that are always calling for it, notice they're never out doing it themselves.
Right. One more thing.
Mm-hmm. Brendan, go ahead.
Yeah. Have you thought about having Naomi Klein back on, or Naomi Wolf back on there?
You know, I've had her on twice, and because she was coming out with the 10 Steps of Fascism. She had mentioned gun control being one of the big ones. And, you know, I don't completely agree with everything she's saying or doing. I think 2 visits is enough from her. I mean, would you like to hear her back on?
I was just saying maybe to get her take with the election coming up, because I know she was saying in her book it's a very unstable time. And I know, I mean, something's right around the way.
Well, maybe we'll have her on. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Jim in Florida, you're on the air. Come ahead, Jim. You're up. You're on stage.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen. Me and a buddy of mine here, we're both contractors in Florida, and jobs here are, like, scarce. I mean, I used to make $250,000 a year, and I'll be lucky to make $40,000 this year. So, I mean, the jobs are real bad here. And
but George Bush says the economy's wonderful, and he doesn't lie. There were WMDs in Iraq, and the government loves you, and take your shots. Everything's fine.
I mean, there's so much stuff going on here that I see. There was a roadblock right down the street from my house. It's the sheriff's department, and they were just pulling people over left and right.
Yeah, meanwhile, every month or so, they kill cops on the border, and the media covers it up. And again,
I mean, we're scared for our family. I mean, I'm 40 years old. I got kids. He's got kids. And we're scared.
Well, listen, you know? Listen.
What do we do? I mean, what are people going to do? I mean, listen, I've been listening to you for 10 years, okay? And I've known about this forever, okay? I prepared myself for it, okay? I'm stuck with my house right now. What can I do besides call my congressman? I mean, what are they doing?
Okay, I'll tell you what you do. I'll tell you what you do. You buy an FM transmitter, 100 water. It's only like $1,000, and you plug that sucker in, you do it right, and the right cable and the right antenna, and you run GCN or you run my show out locally if it's not on the local station. That's how big of an emergency we're in. You buy a used copy machine and cheap paper, and you print out one-page flyers about the New World Order. And if everybody just of this show did that, we would be knee-deep in DVDs and flyers and info, and you just keep waking people up. Finally, folks are listening. And all I can say is that the general public knows they're being lied to now. They just don't understand the full picture. Now, for those police, we're under a national emergency. I've had congressmen on here to cover that. They are. This is martial law. Checkpoints from San Diego to Tampa, from Dallas, Texas, to you name it. They are running random checkpoints, searching citizens, locking down neighborhoods, using National Guard for gun confiscation from Illinois to D.C. Brother, we're going into martial law. They're just turning the heat up exactly as we said they would, and it's clear that they're getting ready for a big move. And that probably is releasing a bioweapon so they can pose as saviors. It's probably setting off a nuke, starting a war. Heaven knows, sir. Murdering psychos are in control. They got a bunch of dumbed-down idiots in government thinking they're God. They've doubled and then tripled the police, so they've got to raise money somehow. So they're going to run checkpoints. And this is it. This is the predatory state. This is it. And it's only going to get worse. The economy's only going to get worse. Things are only going to get worse. CPS is only going to kidnap more children. There's nowhere to run. Every nation's clamping down. It's world government run by psychopathic eugenicists.
Well,
that's why I'm freaking out, brother. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, no way out.
And you can't even sell your house or nothing. The market's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
I can't get my house away.
Absolutely. It's a hell pit. It's a hell pit, sir. It's the New World Order. And listen, I appreciate your call. Let me explain something. You think it's bad now, folks? The people running our country killed more than 60 million in Russia. They killed more than 40 million with World War II total. All declassified, they engineered that, the Milner Group out of England. They hired Mao to kill 60 million, now declassified, the CIA put him in. In fact, after the Boxer Rebellion, British intelligence created, that's mainstream news, I bought a 8th grade history book for like $6 at a Barnes & Noble on the discount table a month ago. I finally read it to my son Monday night, and I was blown away as I was reading him this history book that it was accurate and said that the British intelligence created the Communist Party out of the Boxer Rebellion, out of the Armistice Treaty with the central government of China, and then later it admitted basically backed Mao. I mean, it's even mainstream 8th grade picture books. It's so sick. It's so sick. I mean, what he wrote it in 2 books. Ah, but memory serves. I could Google right now. I could Google right now Zbigniew Brzezinski. That was the national security advisor, Obama's advisor now. I could Google, Zbigniew Brzezinski Cambodia quotes or Khmer Rouge quotes or Pol Pot quotes, and you will read that son of a bitch saying that the U.S. government backed Pol Pot and back the murder of 2 million. That bastard. And that word is not strong enough. That he is bragging about his bones. You think gang members brag about bones, shooting or killing a few people? Well, criminals are the same the world over. He brags about his bones. And that's why when he walks on a New World Order stage, kings and queens look at him with admiration. Because he's made his bones 2 million deep. Not to mention precipitating the Russians and attacking the Russians through the Al-Qaeda in 79, 6 months before they invaded, to suck the Russians into Afghanistan. He made his bones. That's who we're dealing with. And I'm going to tell you, cops and military and FBI and all of you that serve the system, you're going to laugh at me and you're not going to listen, but when this country's destitute and bankrupt, and when you and your whole family are dying young, a soft kill weapons your boss has injected into you, just remember a real American warned you and did everything they could to try to be your brother and to try to get you to face the truth, but you wouldn't do it. More calls. Jim, I understand your concern, but the only thing we can hope for is to fully discredit the government now is to have the government basically stand down, to have the minions stop being minions, and to just let the country collapse and go into a depression, and then expose government-sponsored terror to such a point that they just stop doing that, and the government can only try to hang on. That's the best thing we can hope for, is a stalemate right now. Okay? I mean, you better hope the worst you're going to get is ending up having to move in with your parents. You better hope the worst you're going to have to deal with is the U.S. becoming a third world country. Because if they do what they want to do, and I've had former White House chief analyst and historians on, and just CIA top analyst, I've just had scores of experts on, and they all agree, from Richard C. Cook to Ray McGovern, running the gamut, that the elite is preparing a mass extermination op like we saw in Nazi Germany or Russia or China or 100-plus other countries. Iran, they're planning the same stuff here. Thank God we have a history of the Second Amendment. Thank God they are, no matter what they try, going to be unable to get all the guns out of our hands. That is the ace in the hole. That is Valhalla to our movement. That is everything, ladies and gentlemen, is those guns. And the fact that the elite knows they can't move too quick, because if they get into too hot a war too fast, they will be defeated. But then things will collapse into something horrible. I don't even want that, folks. It's easy to shoot your mouth off. The last thing I want is dead cops and dead FBI and dead military. It will help the New World Order to do that. We do not want that. That is the last thing we want. But they are going to push, and their bosses are going to push them into that. Heaven help us. Chris in Virginia, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I want to talk a little bit about how the military-industrial complex has totally taken over agriculture in this country.
Yep.
And what people need to realize is that after World War II, all these petrochemical factories that were making bombs and weapons,
they shifted to chemical fertilizer that destroyed the soil.
That is exactly it. And
by design, we have all the declassified reports on that.
Yes, sir. And the best thing to grow with the petrochemical fertilizers is corn. So now we have all this farmland growing corn that people can't even eat, to grow beef that's not even healthy to people to eat, for people to eat. Then we have to get our produce from other countries where it's tainted with fecal matter. It's totally insane. So I want to tell everybody out there, they can go to localharvest.org and check out the local farmers in your area. Go to farmers markets, join a CSA. You can buy shares of a local farm, and you'll get some food every week from them.
Yeah, folks, the stated goal of the federal government is to transfer agriculture into mega agribusiness and GMO, and they've done it. There is hardly any family farm still operating. Everybody I know that owns a farm or a ranch, unless there's some oil company owner or, you know, computer company owner, I know people like that in Texas who then have land, but then to get the agriculture exemption, they have cows on it. The only profitable ranches and farms that are still privately held, you will see the family who say own 100 acres, 500 acres, 1,000 acres, whatever the case may be, and they've all got jobs at the local prison, they got local jobs at the local power plant, or they drive 18-wheelers, or they own a gas station in town, and they bust their butts from 5:30 in the morning till 7 or 8 at night. Now, that's the still hardworking people who all look down on the rest of the country people, because all the brains has moved out of the country except for a small remnant. And then you got the rest of the people all basically on welfare or working at subsistence-level jobs at the local grocery stores or whatever, or at the local schools. And then they all just watch satellite TV all day and drink whiskey and smoke cigarettes. And let me tell you, it's just our countryside is blighted. Thank God a lot of people have run from the cities into the country. That has re-energized some of the rural areas. That new blood, we've gone from, what, 91% at its peak 15 years ago, you can pull the numbers up on this, to about 85% city now, because about 5, 6% of the city has moved into the country, and people have started their own little farms and little mini dairies and things. And folks, You better buy from them. You better get up off your butts and support them. Because, you know, when I'm driving along in Austin and I know a guy who's a waiter at a local Kirby Lane restaurant. His grandmother died and he got like 20 acres in the middle of the city. He's not selling it. He's got a tomato and onion and some other stuff farm, and he's fighting to try to grow it. He's got a well out there in the middle of town, and you see the guy out there selling his stuff, and I try to pull over and support him. I try to go to the farmer's market, but, you know, I can't even follow my own advice because I'm usually working Saturday morning when they've got the farmer's market. You know, we're doing everything, and they've got to secretly sell milk out of the back of the truck out there, raw milk. I shouldn't even talk about that, but the point is, you know, there's all sorts of stuff going on, and I just really appreciate your call. Anything else?
Yeah, I also wanted to say, I don't know if you're aware of this, but in Target stores now, they will scan your driver's license if you buy a cigarette lighter, cold medicine, or alcohol.
Well, Target is really an NSA front. And for folks that don't know, Target is the worst. Target is actually a behavioral psychology experiment. You can Google that. It's mainstream news.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
We have to shock
someone to hear your prayers.
The population out of their malaise, out of their mesmerized, hypnotized state. Yeah, I had read this in different government documents for years, but then about a year ago, it started coming out in mainstream news that Target, a large part of its business is security, data mining, tracking. They do studies in their stores. And most of your really big corporations allied decades ago with the federal government or were founded with funding by the federal government, by DARPA, by research, because more than 90% of all university and private research is funded, private research facilities, by government, by our tax dollars. And everything is to train you to give your driver's license. So first it's cold medicine, then it's beer, then it's cigars, cigarettes. Now, they announced 2 weeks ago, major gas chains all over the country make you come in with your driver's license, which is your world ID card, according to Treaty 2000. They just not told you it's a national ID card last year. Of course, that was done in 93, standardized. So they always tell you something's coming after it's already in place, that you have to scan everything. And that you have to, but now you have to go into these gas stations and register your license to pay with credit card. Quote, to stop theft. That's their excuse. But in these big meetings and consortium security meetings, they admit it's about control. Notice at Target, they have the machines that take your card. Your card goes into the machine and then comes back out to you, training you that they take it. You see, and once they have the cashless society in place, which they're very close to doing, where they'll just ID you, as I told you a decade ago from federal documents, they will ID you to even use cash. And then a record of that will be on the trash cans, the cash transaction. They will scan in databases how much you're paid, how much you withdrew from the bank, from ATMs, to know if you're getting cash from a black market program like mowing lawns or painting houses or garage sales. That's in the House bill on the verge of passing the Senate. Would it pass the House to make everybody thumbprint and face scan for jobs, a lot of different sectors of the economy, but not just that. Every transaction you make instantly being uploaded to the federal government, not just them dialing in through the Know Your Customer legislation and Patriot Act when they want into your account, which they already do. Then, of course, government people are stealing files and identity theft, which they're encouraged to do, because then they people say, oh, my identity's been stolen and sold in the black market. We need more control. Then they tie biometrics to the card. This is all behavioral psychology. It's all knowing what you're going to do. They do A, you do B, then they implement C. Then you do D, then they bring in the next letter. All right, look, I've taken 5-6 calls this hour. That is not good. But each point people bring up, I want to document and back up. That's what's so great about the calls, the directions they take us in. Matt, Chris, Bill, Seth, Don, we're going to go to all of you. In fact, Matt, right now, you got a minute and a half from Georgia.
Yeah, Alex, big fan of yours. I hear you talk about vaccines and fluoride a lot, and never hear you talk too much about chemtrails. And I was seeing them more and
because
more.
Vaccines, and I'll hold you over. Vaccines and the tainted water are things we can stop, things we can take control of. We are being sprayed. It's come out. In fact, I forgot last week to play that newscast. Let's finally play that newscast about the chemtrailing. How they're just throwing it in our face, how it's good for us. Yes, we're all being targeted with barium salts, aluminum oxide, and other deadly poisons. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wide open phones today with a full 4 hours, 3 hour stretch out ahead of us. Matt in Georgia was bringing up chemtrails. Finish your point, sir.
Well, I was just talking about how vaccines, you know, you can, my family, we don't get vaccines, and fluoride, we use the reverse osmosis water system. But chemtrails, it seems, I wrote my congressman about it, and he said there's nothing to worry about. And
vitamin trails.
Yeah,
love trails.
Yeah, he said they're harmless, the EPA.
Hey, ask all the troops dropping dead from shots. Exactly. Or when they tried to inject the first responders, police and firemen and others 5 years ago with the smallpox shot, and a bunch of them died. Hey, you know, that'll wake them up real quick when they watch their buddies dropping dead in front of them. The shots are good. The trails are good. The government's good. GMO food's good, buddy.
Okay, can I ask you one more thing?
Yeah.
You talked about in the Bilderberg group, the last meeting, that the families were against each other. Is there any possibility that there is, you know, some good people amongst these evil people?
I mean, no, not at that higher level. They've already sold their soul repeatedly. I mean, could one of them turn around like Paul, who was Saul of Tarsus? Maybe, but...
like Darth Vader, maybe.
Yeah. They're only fighting with each other over how to kill us, enslave us, control us better. They only fight over disagreements like the Mafia. You know, in the classic La Cosa Nostra, have occasional wars, but they never stop selling drugs and running whores and gambling. And it's the same thing. So, no, no. They only argue about how to better dumb us down and hunt us down and destroy our families.
And then you talk about a wolf in sheep's clothing. Is there any way we can get a sheep in wolf's clothing? I mean, is that a possibility? You know, infiltrate the system?
Well, only to a certain level. That's why they compartmentalize. But, yes, that's a reason so much is leaked, so much comes out, so much of their plans get foiled, and that's why exposure brings them down. Light of day they can't handle. It's like fog in the morning. The sun comes out and burns it out in a matter of minutes. People keep saying, what's the solution? It's expose them, discredit them, show people the full horror. How do you stop John Wayne Gacy? You pull up the floorboards in the floor of his basement, and you look at the bodies. You show everybody and go, look, he is a killer. Same thing with the New World Order. You show them how they stage terror, how they're poisoning us, how they said they do it, all the horrible things they're doing. You expose the murderers. And when they laugh at you and say, that doesn't exist, and treat you like a child, and shut up, everything's fine, the government's good, you just keep exposing them. They're discredited already. We've got them. We've blown open their gates in the info war. It's now time to take them down.
Excellent. Well, I'm a big fan. Doing a great job. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, my friend. Let's talk to Chris in PA. You're on the air, Chris.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I wanted to hit on two topics real quick. First was a theory I had for a piece of their endgame puzzle. And I took information from some of the things I've heard on your show and from the movies I was able to see of yours. One being the homosexual tendencies as evidenced by the Bohemian Grove, and possibly other things that are unknown to me at this point.
Well, it's not even that. That is a tendency, but it's just wild sexual activities, sadomasochism, heterosexual prostitution, homosexual prostitution, extreme behavior.
Okay. Well,
that is a tendency of the elite, just like it was in Rome or any other imperial system. They get very decadent.
Other information being, I believe I've heard that China is kind of like a test model for their globalization plans, and I also heard, like 40 million more men than there are women in China right now.
Yeah.
And, last piece of information would be like they seem to have an affinity for like sci-fi type technology. And
well, the elite always wants to dominate the newest technology, so they have dominance. But I mean, is that your question? What's the?
Well, basically, my theory was that the 80 to 90% of the population that they want to eliminate. I was thinking that it's possible that 100% of that 80 to 90 would be women, and that they might rely.
All right, let me talk about that when we get back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Christian PA was bringing up to the globalists, it was a very astute question, plan to get rid of the majority of women. Because they're always talking about population reduction. Is this a fraternal type thing or a patriarchal type deal? No, the globalists actually, if you get into their weird fruitcake religion, they worship a god that is both male and female. And if you look at the transhumanist and the government, federal, British, U.S., they say they want to create a new human who is basically a type of suboid servant class that's non-sexual, a robot, an android, a biological android. I'm not the one saying this. They're the ones. I just read you Secretary of Defense Cohen in Army Times, as I told you, the exact date, memory served, saying they have, you know, weather weapons and earthquake weapons. I mean, truth is stranger than fiction. I'm not the one saying this or building this or doing this. And so they want to sterilize most of the population. But in the IMF and World Bank funding, in the State Department Memorandum 200, in the Royal Commission on Population by the British, just gave you different eugenics programs by name. You can go pull them up. Government websites. They do mainly target women because that's the reproductive, you know, the key area of reproduction. I mean, it takes a man and a woman. But they do target women for sterilization, women for poisoning, women to be injected with the hepatitis shots that are laced to sterilize them, some cases kill them. I mean, it's on video, a bunch of YouTube videos of this on the local news there. In Malaysia, the police come around under UN funding and forcibly inject all the pregnant women. And they'll talk about the baby stops moving in them, and then they have a miscarriage. And sometimes it doesn't kill the baby, and they'll come back a week later, they haven't had a miscarriage, and forcibly inject them again. I mean, it's hardcore. They do that in Burma. I mean, hardcore, ladies and gentlemen. Just going on. Cold-blooded. That's your government. Totally criminal. Totally out of control. They created fiat currency and bought the world with it. They own the big corporations, the shops, the stores, the technology. They own the universities that you pay to go to. And they use it all against you. And most major universities now that are major marquee research universities, MIT, things like that, a very small part of it is even the, quote, students that are going there. Most of it's just research on how to enslave humanity. And then you go and you pay your tuition. When these are state universities to begin with, already paid for through tax money, take UT. Last time I checked, it was 60-something billion. Now I've been reading it's over 100 billion in their permanent funds that are just totally separate from the university. And they buy media and sports teams with it. And, you know, UT funds for the feds. That's their job. The illegal DNA database of every American that's born in a hospital for the last 35 years. University of Texas at Austin's the heart of that. That's just one little subdivision. I could go into any university and show you what they're doing. They're here to wreck humanity. They're here to hurt you and hurt you bad. That's why things like Bevo and the sports teams are so important, because that's just the little facade. You go, you wear orange T-shirts with a Bevo on the front. You chant, you yell. You pay 30 grand a year to go to school. You pay 5 grand a year for parking. You pay 25 grand a, you know, a year for your apartment or whatever. 20 grand a year, and that's the end of it. You're there. You're a schmuck. You're not being taught anything. Foreigners come in that can't even speak English and teach you a bunch of bull. And that's how America operates. Everything feeds into the black ops, the shadow government, the corporate structure, the globalist system. Okay, let's go to calls here. Let's talk to Bill in Michigan. You're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, when we win, we must confiscate the money of the biggest culprits, and we must change the white-collar crime. We can't pat them, these guys on the wrist and put them back out in the public in 3 or 4 years.
Well, here's the problem. They use white-collar crime now. If you make a mistake on your taxes, you waive your Fifth Amendment to fill out the forms, they come and throw the book on you, but then you can be a hardcore corporate criminal and steal billions and nothing happens to you. We've got laws on the books. That could put these people in behind bars for the rest of their lives.
And there's a couple other things I want to mention to you, Alex. The Bohemian Grove interview with Gergen, man, that was fabulous.
Well, anybody can do interviews like that. Just learn who the politicians and the minions are. And he's a Karl Rove of 4 administrations, at least, really 5. Let me tell folks how to do that, since they're always asking. You just go to the RNC or the DNC outside the gated area where the main speakers go in, and then when you just see politicians get out of limousines, you walk up and ask them questions, but go ahead.
Another thing is, too, I think there would have been a total meltdown by now if you wouldn't have had all the 401k and all the pensions hooked into the stock market.
That's right. They've been stealing all those, and now almost all pensions have been liquidated. That's been admitted. Bush changed the law 3 years ago where they do not have to pay you your pensions retroactively, even if you have a contract. He got rid of old federal laws, so they went ahead and got rid of all the pensions 3.5 years ago. I mean, almost all of them are gone, and now they're telling Ford and GM people you're not going to be getting your pension, or you're going to get a third of it, or you don't get any health care now. Doesn't matter if you were even a manager and worked here 35 years. It's just, and if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drop by and blow your head off.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I live in Michigan, and things things are a hell of a lot worse here than they are the rest of the country.
I have to say, Michigan, Florida are the worst in the country, yeah.
And one more thing I want you to talk about. You mentioned getting a license getting and broadcasting your radio show.
It's not a license. It's a civil matter, and there is danger in doing it. And I'm not telling people to do it, but if it's their choice, I mean, 2 watts going into an antenna will go 3 or 4 miles, and you just blanket your neighborhood, you know, for 2 or 3 miles in all directions with, you know, out to the end of the frequency with flyers about it. You plug it into the internet and you run these shows. We're in desperate times, call for desperate solutions. I called for micros in 1998 nationwide to be put in. A lot of people did it. I just, so much of the Patriot Broadcasting is so reprobate and so much disinfo that I shudder to tell people to put on some of the other networks that are out there. And Genesis has got some shows I don't like as well. I guess just pick and choose the programming, you know, you think is most important. You know, honesty has got to be sincere here, folks, so I'll tell it like it is. It's a desperate measure.
I just bought a DVD recorder, and I'm getting DVDs out to everybody.
Hit them and hit them hard and never stop. And know that it's life and death, folks. It is life and death. I appreciate your call, brother. Seth in Japan, you're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, Alex, greetings from the land of the rising sun.
Yes.
I've got so many things to tell, but I know the time is short.
Just go ahead and hit us and hit us hard.
Okay, well, first off, I just want to say, I just want to congratulate you on your new daughter. I myself am going to be a father next January, and, you know, I'll be deep in the cold, cold ground before I let these murdering bastards touch my brand new child. I mean, I'm not going to give it up without a fight, you know.
But be wise as a serpent and peaceful as a dove.
Exactly. Like a rattlesnake or a porcupine, don't tread on me.
Well, it's just best to never let them escalate you into an argument, to try to stay out of contact with the establishment, and then meanwhile run information warfare sabotage operations by unlocking mines everywhere in your sector.
That's what I'm trying to do. I mean, I'm a English teacher here myself. I used to live in Nebraska. My
perfect,
wife is
perfect.
Japanese.
Just totally unlock mines. Give all your students on the last days always the best films, information. Just absolutely wreck the New World Order. Just smash them.
Yes. I actually there was some global warming propaganda. I had to teach my students the Monday night, actually, and I was telling them how it's all just central bank paid for propaganda. Don't believe it, and because it's rampant here in Japan, my friend. It is just rampant. CO2s and humans are going to destroy the whole planet. You need to recycle everything, and
it's all to tax you, all
down
to control you, all to watch you. Neo-feudalism. Meanwhile,
exactly,
all the true things destroying the environment, genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, it's all accelerating.
Exactly, and people think, oh, Japan is the land of milk and honey. I'll tell you this, that when I first got over here in April, I had to submit, and they love use that word, submit to the biometrics, otherwise I wouldn't be able to been allowed in the country. And the same with my wife when she was there in America. She had to submit to biometrics, DNA,
and notice,
database scanning for her green card.
And notice it's the same everywhere. They're doing it in every country under the exact same codes and numbers and standardization. It is global under a worldwide agreement signed in 2000 at a UN conference in Australia.
Exactly. And one problem about Japan is, unlike America, we don't have the Second Amendment. We don't have guns over here. And I talk about guns to people, and they practically wet themselves. Oh, no, we don't need guns. But 2 months ago, we had some guy go nuts in Tokyo, and maybe you read about the guy that stabbed 7 people to death because they were unarmed and they didn't have any way to protect themselves.
And now they're talking about restricting knives.
Exactly. Same with the U.K. And
that's a prisoner. A prisoner.
Teacher.
Can't have guns, can't have knives. We're all prisoners. That's what the New World Order is, a global prison, a prison planet.
Yep, it's a global... It's global hegemon, like you always say. It's global hegemon. It's no country is excluded. Any country that doesn't submit to the IMF, World Bank, they're invaded and taken over, and they're subjugated to third world.
And that is only the beginning. World government is a means to an end. Once the global prison's in place, then they can really start what they want.
Exactly, they can just rape and pillage. And I was talking to my friend. I have a friend in Moscow, and she was telling me how Soviet Union is still alive and well. They kidnap children for prostitution. They kidnap you off the street to steal your organs, just like in China, and nothing's changed since 1991. I mean,
and now it's all starting here. Now it's all falling. Absolutely. Admit the horror. Admit the truth. Let it hit you right between the eyes, folks. Let it burn in real good. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
They've convicted Bin Laden's driver. Burmese is going to pop in for 5 minutes in the next segment. Talk about that. I'll cover some other news, but right now we're taking calls. Back for the entire transmission. Don in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah. Say, I was going to talk about the
a Mormon group out there in El Dorado. You don't hear much about them lately. They're trying to set them up again.
Because it turned out it was all lies and disinformation and more lies from the criminal government.
Well, you know, the DPS and the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, according to American Free Press, they're forming kind of a so-called intelligence, instead of law enforcement, going more into intel.
Yeah, that's right. The ADL's been caught many times, convicted, breaking in and stealing police files. They hire police on the side for intelligence, which is illegal. They hire police to commit crimes. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's now been confirmed, was running the white supremacist Elohim City compound that McVeigh was involved in. And so the people that are involved in the terrorism are the ones that run around fighting it. But well, we hear about that every week, like whoever the anti-pedophile leaders are always caught being the pedophile ringleaders. That's how it works.
Well, are you familiar with Bobby Fischer?
Yes.
The chess player?
Yeah, there? He just died.
Huh? Well, he died in a suspicious manner.
Yeah.
He was supposed to have been going to produce a book, anti-Israel, you know, about the Holocaust and everything. And, you know, he died suddenly, like, you know. And they did a big piece on him, PR piece on the radio about that he'd gone crazy because he played chess. Which is a little silly.
Well, you better not play chess or you'll go crazy. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Mark in Ohio. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Briefly, just wanted to mention, this is a message to everyone in the movement. The hour is obviously late. The 2008 November election's right around the corner. I just wanted to speak briefly about contingency plans relating to Iran. Should there be an attack on Iran between now and the election by the Bush administration and or Israel, we in the movement and the concerned citizens of this country need to act in unison immediately. And I just want to make this point briefly, put it out there, can be discussed, but I do think it's important to have an open discussion, constantly put this in people's consciousness, again, people in the movement, new listeners, whatever it might be. Should we wake up one morning, one afternoon, one evening, and the announcement is made that we've either been attacked, provoked, whether it be a false flag event or a legitimate attack, and we're all of a sudden thrust into this new conflict, elevating the conflict in the Middle East, curious, what do we do? And I'm not asking for you to give me an exact answer. There's many things we can do. But just to kind of put
well,
that
it'll come out
mind.
Instantly that it's going to be a false flag. I mean, if it's a hit first and then they say Iran did it. Now, if Iran's attacked and then Iran does something back, you know, that could be Iran. But if it's just out of the blue, Key Bono, you know, who benefits? It'll be the shadow government, which stands to gain getting power from staging the event that gives them more power. And we need to hit the streets everywhere and say it's an inside job with one unified voice and bring up all the examples of past inside jobs.
I agree, absolutely. I remember being at the 9/11 neocon and the neocon agenda 2006 LA conference, and I forget if it was Barry Zwicker or Webster Tarpley who in essence brought up, you know, should an attack on Iran go forward, speaking about a general strike. I would never advocate open violence because as you said many
times,
here's
the deal. You could get
exactly what the New World Order wants.
No, Harry, and I appreciate your call. You can get a strike going, but I mean, this show is not that big. I mean, it's the biggest thing in the quote hardcore patriot movement that really knows what's going on, or the truth movement, or the liberty movement. People that just want to be free, and that's what we are. We're just free humanity movement. But you know, we really don't have the power, unless I guess you, the listeners, went completely crazy to really get a big strike going. People tried that. When people are so, you know, poor and so in debt, I mean, how do they not work? But passively, not going along with the government, demonizing the government, exposing them for their crimes, discrediting them. I mean, if they stage attacks now, it's not going to go over as well because people know about it now. Let's jam in another call here. Bill and, no, Glenn and PA, you're on the air. Come ahead, Glenn.
How you doing today, Alex? Drive on, drive on. Hey, I got out of the military in 1987, and I was pretty interested when you were talking yesterday, I guess it was, about the time delay soft kill weapons that they were using on us. And yes. I was wondering if maybe you could go into a little more details on that sometime in the not-too-distant future. And I also wanted to point out that just us being aware that we're being lied to is a pretty good antidote towards the constant barrage of propaganda and mind control.
Stay there. I don't want to shortchange you, Glenn. We'll come back to you and many others on the other side of this quick break. We're covering the news right now because callers bring up so many facets. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Multiple mainstream newspapers are reporting that the FBI offered 2.4 million sports cars, you name it, to the son of the latest patsy that they have framed, the conveniently dead patsy. I mean, this is getting really dirty. They were really desperate. As it came out that, and supposedly they thought this guy did the anthrax attacks for 4 years while blaming Stephen Hatfield. I mean, the FBI's still lying and saying it wasn't weaponized anthrax when the other branch of the federal government says, oh yeah, it was weaponized. U.S. So criminal, such liars. But you have a distracted public, even though the economy's falling apart and the nation's falling apart, the world's falling apart, they're still obsessed with Brett Favre let go from the Green Bay Packers. That's what's important. Male soap operas is all that is. You know, men, don't make fun of women watching soap operas, folks. That's what your sports is. And I'm not saying that last night when I pulled into a restaurant to eat something and they didn't have ESPN on and I saw them that happening to Brett Favre, that my old instincts as a sports fan didn't have me watching and I was ashamed of myself. I mean, here is the country going to hell in a handbasket. This doesn't matter. You know, him driving out of the parking lot in his red expedition. It's shameful what's going on and how distracted from reality we've gotten. Men, you have the instincts for war and the instincts for tribalism and the instincts for wanting to know who different captains are and who different leaders are for defending your tribe and your people. But they take that and incorporate it into sports where you know all the teams, the tribes, the leaders, the captains, the chiefs, the, you know, it's all tribal is why you like it, because it fills a gap in your psyche. You're supposed to know who the evil captains of the federal government are. You're supposed to know about espionage. You're supposed to be involved. You're supposed to be on the field at your city council and at your state legislature and on the field waking up your neighbors and organizing. But instead, you have a facsimile. I've used the horrible analogy of it's like a man not going out and finding a girlfriend and courting her and marrying her and having children. It's like sports fans aren't real men who spend their lives thinking it's manly to be into sports and sports only. It's like never marrying. It's like you have a blow-up doll in the closet and you set her up at the dinner table at night and feed her dinner and you talk to her and you buy her diamond rings every anniversary. But it's a plastic doll. It's not real. You know, the fretting and the worrying and knowing all the minutia about the teams and the oh, my heart's beating fast. Oh, what's going to happen with my favorite pitcher? Oh. So that's all behavioral psychology. The Romans wrote books about how it was to control you 2,000 years ago. All right, I'm going to shut up and go back to your calls. Glenn and PA, then Rob, Steve, Elliot, Ron, and others. Glenn, go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Well, I was saying I was pretty interested in what you were saying the other day about the soft kill weapons in the vaccines being used on the military personnel, because I got out of the military about 21 years ago, and this is starting to concern me a little bit. Also, I wanted to make you aware, in my local newspaper, there's a 12-column-inch article on the latest patsy, Dr. Ivins, I think his name is.
Yes.
There's 12-column-inches about how he was stalking and obsessed with some sorority. So the smear continues on this poor guy.
And then meanwhile, it comes out the FBI is running around trying to throw millions around for people to lie about him.
Exactly. And it was a pretty good show yesterday with Mr. Alan Watt on. You guys were talking about what wakes us up. And I think that to some degree, just being aware that something isn't right helps to wake you up, because that's what happened to me when I got out of the military.
Yeah, it's like knowing there are cattle rustlers in town. You start watching your cows and start trying to bring them into the barn at night. Just knowing that someone's escaped from the insane asylum who likes to kidnap kids. My mother grew up in North Austin. What was North Austin then? A few miles from the state hospital in the Hyde Park area. And she remembers the alarms would go off a few times a year when one of the nuts would get out. You know, the point is, it's the same thing. So, yes, knowing is half the battle. And knowing you're being lied to, knowing that there's another agenda going on, and they know that most people are aware of that, so they give you, oh, we have the alternative to the liberal media. We have Fox News. And you find out it's controlled. Well, yeah, we have the alternative to that. So, really, don't trust anything. Trust what you can verify for yourself. Trust original core government documents, programs that have come out, things they've been caught doing. And I appreciate your call. Let me try to just briefly, and I'm going to try to do a whole show on this, and I'm going to get Dr. Stan Monteith on. I think I'm going to get Alan Watt on. In fact, let's try to set that up next week. Let's have Alan Watt on for an hour specifically with all his research and documents. He's really good. And when I hear him mentioning things on air, those are things I've read, checked, found, seen myself. And then he'll bring up other stuff I didn't know. I'll go check it out. It's accurate. Probably the foremost expert on this is a medical doctor, Dr. Stan Monteith, who is neurotic about documenting everything. And in the 20s, they found out that cancer was communicable. Most cancer, you can go read the studies on it, depending on the study, 85, 95, or sometimes higher percent. They knew in the 20s. The Rockefellers were masters because they took their money from oil and rubber and railroads and everything, and their monopolies, and they put it into research on electricity and research on new shipping and research on new engines and research on eugenics and research on new drugs. And they financed the big boom in pharmacological developments in Germany and England. I mean, they didn't buy big mansions till later. They spent all their money. I mean, the old man Rockefeller would work 18, 20 hours a day up until his late 80s. And then his son took over, John D. You got John D. Jr. today running around the Senate. But, again, I said I'm going to go to your calls. I start digressing into all the evidence. There are not hundreds but thousands of government documents about how they, all Rockefeller funded, and some of it's in the U.S. funded by a few others, but mainly, that's a turn of the phrase, you know, all of it, most of it being funded by the Rockefellers. Carnegie Endowment, you got the British Royal Family, the Gothas, that's their family name, funding a lot of it. And you see them learning that cancers are communicable. Then you see them moving into vaccine production. Then you see cancer suddenly exploding. You see them monopolizing and owning most of the major cancer research hospitals and institutes and treatment centers in the U.S. And making money out of it. How to get all your money that you've saved up at the end of your life. How to carry out eugenics that after workers have been useful, getting rid of them. Studies on that. Studies on how to sterilize women. Studies on how to carry it out. Studies on how to compartmentalize it. And then you find out about how they tested chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals on troops. They injected nerve gas, nerve agents, biological agents, radioactive agents into thousands of troops in the U.S., England, Australia, you name it. It's always coming out in the news. Testing it. And now they've radically expanded it. You see the numbers of dead and dying troops, the massive increases in their cancers in the statistics. When you find original source documents from the different major medical facilities about how they wanted to do this, and you see it, what they called for, being carried out. Then you isolate the vaccines, and you find sterilization compounds, cancer viruses, and hundreds of different vaccines that have been put out that have massively increased in the studies cancers. Then they say, oh, it was an accident we put it in there. Then you go back with medical doctors and scientists and epidemiologists, virologists on the show and in their own research. Even the Indian government exposed this in the mid-90s. They find out that, wait, that virus isn't associated with the production of the vaccine. It was added, or that hormone to sterilize, added to a pathogen to cause an autoimmune response, wasn't involved in the chain of production of that. And wait, over 100 different vaccine makers, quote, accidentally added the virus separately that isn't involved and wouldn't be involved in the regular chain of the development of that virus. So it's just absolute. I mean, we've caught them testing and killing and doing all this thousands of times. But then with the current massive increase in cancer and the troops dying and the newscast we air and they get the shot and they die a week later or they are paralyzed a week later or, you know, all of that, it's basically like we know this guy has killed people before. Let's, you know, hypothetically, the New World Order is a serial killer. The MO is they like to pull up to hijackers and shoot them three times in the head. And then time and time again, we see the same M.O., and we see them pulling up, and then you know, oh, it's this killer, or it's a copycat. You know, it's not even a 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's a 1 plus 1 equals 2. They're doing it. It's happening. It's going on. I mean, they'll just ride out in the open, bring out all these new vaccines, these live cancer virus vaccines that are killing people. They'll just bring out on the market. Here's an example. They've always been obsessed for some reason because of the earliest research 150 years ago with killing hemophiliacs because for some reason inbreeding creates hemophilia. We see this with the Egyptians, some of the earliest inbreeders, you know, brothers marrying sisters over and over again. And with these people, sometimes it does create idiot savants and incredible intelligence in the elite, but more often than not, it creates... I mean, they had cases where 8 out of 10, I cover this in Endgame, of these elite British families that are married for 4 generations, 80-plus percent of their kids would die at birth or be totally retarded. So they're obsessed with hemophiliacs, and so they claim that they want to kill all the hemophiliacs in early stuff, 150 years ago, 100 years ago. And it's stated in all these Galton documents and the rest of them. And so time and time again, we see vaccine makers, we see blood companies, blood product companies, Bayer and others. I mean, Bayer for more than a decade knew that every dosage of factor VIII, which is a blood clotting agent made out of, well, basically they just take thousands of pints, put them into huge vats of blood. They don't screen it. They know AIDS and hepatitis is in there every time. Every injection had it. And it's a live blood product, and they knew that it was going to kill or sicken everyone that took it. And then in lawsuits 3 years ago when they lost, there were criminal charges in France but nowhere else, and it was even on mainstream news, it came out that they knew. It wasn't just a business thing. They knew from the start. That was the whole point. And there's hundreds of other examples. The point is, how would you trust people that keep doing this over and over again? And then the media and the government, from Australia to New Zealand to Canada to England to the U.S., lie every year in August when children go back to school and say, it's going on the news right now everywhere. It's the law. Got to take vaccines or you'll be arrested. There is no law. It's a total lie. See, how would you trust someone who lies? Not just that the vaccines keep killing and maiming people and brain damaging them, but that they lie and say you've got to take it. I mean, that was a major martial law example last August, and we even had the state's attorney from Maryland on, and he said on air, I don't vaccinate my children, and laughed. And he said, yeah, people don't have to take it. But then we had him on the news saying, you've got to take it. Remember that article? We wrote an article, posted the audio of it. You can go pull it up. And there was the image on the news of 1,500 students, 1,000 or more parents, being herded into a giant auditorium next door to the courthouse with a judge up there saying, it's the law, you got to take it, with police dogs barking and in riot gear, injecting people who believed it was the law. That's total fraud, total tyranny, absolutely criminal, and a mass example of just ignorance gone to seed, and the cops thinking it's the law, the judge being a liar, the state attorney lying. That's the evil. There was no law. Now they play a trick. They suspend you illegally because under law, they have to give you a waiver, but that law is a fraud. If you read carefully, they have in every state. It says it's policy of the school that you take inoculation, so it's policy, just like there's policy that you don't wear a T-shirt that says F-U bleep K on it. Well, it's policy that you don't have your pants hanging down around your ankles. It's no law. It's policy you take the shot, but because they have to give you a waiver, which you don't even need that, but they won't tell you there's a waiver. But see, then they implement truancy charges because they kick you out illegally. Then they implement truancy charges, and that's where the law kicks in. It's a very simple lawyer trick. So you have a government systematically engaging in fraud, systematically engaging in mass hoaxes and lies, with police dogs and police barking as people are lined up being given shots by every major vaccine company who were all founded for eugenics to carry out eugenics and who have been involved putting cancer viruses, poisons, hormones, sterilization compounds, HIV, on and on and on. And then you have the military saying, we're going to line you up and give you this shot over and over again and not tell you what it is. And then if you ask, we're not going to tell you. And if you're dying in the hospital, we won't tell you. It's secret. We put something secret in you. You know why they say that now? Because Congress had to pass a law saying no experimental vaccines, pointing out the previous law. Pointing out the previous law that stated you had to have informed consent even in the military. They don't care. They line those men up, those women up, who don't know their rights, just like U.S. citizens. And they say, you're in the military, you signed papers. You're not going to be told what this is. You'll be court-martialed if you don't take it. Now, you notice the majors and the K-12 captains and the colonels and the generals, it's in the press all the time. They will refuse, and that's okay. But they line those people right up to Master Sergeant right up, and they say, you will take this! I will not tell you, you piece of filth, what it is! It's just like you're back in boot camp again. And you talk to the troops, every one of them will start vomiting, diarrhea. Suddenly they got spots on their eyes for a week. They can't hear. They're vomiting. One of their buddies will go to the infirmary. He's dead a week later. What the hell's in this stuff? They line you up again in a month and say, you will take it. Not going to hear any of your bull conspiracy theories. Well, what is it? What is it, Sarge? I'm taking it, you little piece of crap. You don't ask me what it is. You're not allowed to know. That's what they do. And then you take it, and a month later, your kidneys fail. You lost 45 pounds, you're on dialysis. You got infections all over you. You got blood coming out your ears and nose, your mouth, your toenails. You die. Your parents are there. They roll you out. They put you in a coffin. You go in the ground. Black Ops continues. The only reason I'm still alive is because I told it exactly how it is. And I've got their game plan down, folks, and they don't want to make me a cult hero, ladies and gentlemen, and thank God for it, because I want to keep on living. But I have put it all on the line to tell you what's going on. I have put it all on the line to tell it like it is. Okay, I don't care how good your calls are. We're going to blitz through them a minute apiece when we get back. Burma's coming up a little bit in the next hour. Tons of other news. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why, what's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought
control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Robin, California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm calling because I kind of think I made a connection between the whole carbon credit thing and something that goes back a little bit farther. There's an organization called Technocracy Incorporated. Have you heard of them?
No.
Oh, yeah, look them up. They originally were the Technical Alliance in 1911, but the Technocracy Incorporated was incorporated in 1933. And basically they say on their website, which they look like a bunch of utopian geeks that have no effect on anything. But if you read their website, they say that in a technate, human beings would be treated for the first time in social history not as willful entities subject to legalistic prohibitions, restraints, and penalizations, but as energy-consuming devices whose capacities as producers and consumers necessitate the development of the highest state of both capacities in order that the human beings be conditioned to living in a world of plenty where man's advantage over his fellow men will no longer be socially profitable.
Which means everyone will be a slave, basically.
Yeah, everyone will be a slave except the 1,000 or whatever super elite, you know. And
which is what they now put in the Washington Post and New York Times. That was a big deal 3 months ago, and the Washington Post and the New York Times both had stories with the headline Superclass in them. Then they said, we run everything, you run nothing, shut up, slaves.
Yeah.
We're setting up a world government, again, just throwing the gauntlet down. All these years they denied it, they just let you know.
Yeah, and I don't think they really even need $500 million because, I mean, that's
yeah,
a bigger,
yeah, listen, they tell the mid-level technocrats that they're only going to kill 80% of us. That's official UN policies to kill 80%. The majority say 90%, but a large minority, and the higher up you go in the elite structure, is for total human extermination. So they're very honest. They say it will be a great honor as the last New World Order leader. And, folks, you can't make this stuff up. You know, as we kill ourselves for Earth and then hand things over to a robotic system, which will then deconstruct the evidence of man and leave the Earth intact.
Well, that carbon credit sounds just like the energy unit thing and the kind of recycled.
No, that's it. What do you think The Matrix is? That's out of the movie The Matrix is out of a 1980s, declassified in 2000, in January 7th, 2000, Federation of American Scientists, they say we are all going to be batteries, just like they live in Tokyo, where you go home to a coffin, basically, that slides into a wall with a TV set and things inside there. It says we will be basically batteries in a hive mind who will be the military's final job, will be then inserting themselves into this in 2025. They'll be the last around making sure we were all inserted. Folks, I'm not the one saying it, okay? Look up Bayer knowingly giving, you know, millions of people AIDS. You can't make this stuff up. Okay, they're psychopathic nutcases, scientists with unlimited cash.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, well, take it easy, Alex.
Hey, good to hear from you. All right, send me that website. I'm not aware of that particular one. What did he say, technocrat.com? But I do know that they say similar things all over globalist writings. I got a bunch of their writings and footnotes in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And don't forget, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, it has a bibliography that a great listener put together, and we checked it. It's accurate. We appreciate that. Another great listener made a bibliography for Martial Law. I feel Martial Law, martiallaw911.info. But whatistheendgame.com? When you watch that film, you go to whatistheendgame.com, and you can see the whole thing bibliographed, every video clip, every document, every news article. It's all there. You want to go read the North American Union documents? Whatistheendgame.com. Get the film today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day
racism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is ultra-massive developments taking place in the new anthrax patch. See, Jason Burmis in about 20 minutes is going to be in studio. I'll put him in then. I just want to get to all your calls that have been holding first. Steve, Elliot, Ron, and others, we're going to hear right now. Steve, where are you calling from today? You're on the air.
I'm from Minnesota.
Welcome.
Yes. Hi to you also, Alex. I just wanted to mention a little bit about the Paper Reduction Act. And this is in the Title 44. Chapter 35 of the Coordination of Federal Information, and this is in the definitions, the last paragraph in 3502 definitions. It states that of penalty, I lost my paper here, includes the imposition of the agency or court of fine or other punishment of judgment for monetary damages, equality, relief, or revocation, suspension, reduction, or denial of license, right, grant, or privilege, or benefit. It also says in subsection 3512, the public protection, notwithstanding of any other provision of law, no person shall be subject to any penalty for failing to comply with the collection of information that is subject to this subchapter. And then it goes down that the collection information does not display a valid control number assigned to the director in this coordination subchapter. The agency, number two, fails to inform the person who is responding to the collection of the information that such person is not required to respond or collection of information unless it displays a valid control number. This protection provided by the...
Sir, you're going to have to tell people what the whole point of this is.
Something that I found out that makes the 1040 form fraud.
Well, obviously, U.S. Code is going to have to say you have a Fifth Amendment, but they criminally still come after you if you don't fill out the 1040. I mean, here's an example. Take the 1986 Privacy Act, saying it's a felony if somebody makes you use a Social Security number. But you try going down to the DPS in any state and getting anything without that number. Okay, see, this is my whole point. It's a lawless, criminal, disgusting government. And don't worry, all of you that serve it are going to get everything you want. You're going to get hurt real bad by your masters. Now, I hear you. I'm aware of that area. I've seen that before, the Paper Reduction Act. That has been cited by a lot of the different people that are exposing the IRS as a fraud. But see, they have low-grade morons with machine guns that will eat their own guts and ask for seconds, kill their mommy and ask for seconds. And so, really, you know, that's why. It's a lawless criminal group working for even bigger criminals.
I haven't even filed myself since 95, so they're always on my back about something or one.
And that's why they want the cashless society, so you can't buy or sell, and then they're going to make being homeless illegal, and they're going to pick you up and take you to a work camp. Then they're going to give you an inoculation that's going to soft kill you, but they're going to move people as they kill them to other camps so it isn't as obvious. It's all part of the loving plan, murdering and slaughtering and killing. But it won't matter. Just like they gave mainstream news in Huntsville, Texas, all sorts of biological weapons to the prisoners, then it killed a bunch of the jail guards and their families. You all get to drink from the black cup of Lucifer.
Yeah. Well, I sent them that information with my name signed on it. And they sent me that they're sending my 1040 form out to a different services. It's OGDN, Odin Service Center, and I was wondering what that was all about.
Look, they issue the money. They don't even need the income tax. It doesn't run the country. It's interest on the debt to the Federal Reserve to allow us to have money. Total fraud, total scam, total evil. There's double set of books in every government agency called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. They have thousands of trillions in their own Swiss bank accounts in Luxembourg and other places. It's an absolutely criminal, degenerate system.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Blasting through your calls, Burmese has been ferreting about in the office, literally like a ferret, all morning with a bunch of news about the anthrax case really breaking. Let's go to Elliot, Ron, Jim, Richard, and others. In the next segment, we got Bermel coming in. Elliot in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide in defense of humanity, the last-ditch effort. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. So I'm 18. I'm starting at the University of Cincinnati in September. Now, they made us read this book by this quote philosopher. I think he's from Africa. The book's called Cosmopolitanism, and he flip-flops all throughout the book talking about, oh, I'm talking about good globalization, not the macro. He even says it, the macroeconomic construct that everyone seems to fear and hate. No, I'm talking about good globalization. And the whole theme of this year is called citizenship, all about being a world citizen. I've just finished the August Reviews little section on global schooling, hijacking of American education. And so far, all I've gotten to, like, Because as soon as I go in there, I'm going to tell these people straight up what this is all about.
And no matter how good your essays are, you'll be given Fs. But if you cynically, and I did this as a test, write about how you love world government, you can have spelling errors. It can be handwritten with coffee stains. You'll be given an A+ and invited to sickening meetings.
Man, like,
it's all a fraud.
Man.
It's all a big scumbag joke.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just reading, like, the Aspen Institute. It has the 6-point plan of how to, and the Aspen Institute was funded by the Markle Foundation, which had ties to the Morgan Banking Establishment, Lloyd Morissette, the founder, I believe, of the Markle Foundation.
Maury Strong.
Vice president of it. He was vice president of the Carnegie Corporation.
Maury Strong.
Plan.
Go ahead.
Revised the curricula to meet the global contract. Point two, pretty much get political and educational leaders backing it. Point three, which I really want to bring up to them, is use universities and research institutions to develop a knowledge base on interdependence in order to help build political consensus necessary for global policies.
And when you hear that, it means wreck all economies so everybody's dependent on the bankers that sit above the nation state with a global government framework.
Exactly. And I'm just asking you, Alex, like, I mean, I can throw out these points to them, but do you have any points that
Let me tell you how this will work. Let me tell you how this will work. When you say you're against it, they will then say the textbook and the assignment didn't exist and will refer you to psychiatric care. I'm not joking. That actually is done in a lot of universities, or they'll just give you an F and say you don't understand the subtleties. If you say you don't want world government, they will say it doesn't exist. You see, that's what they do. As they put in the toll roads in Texas, they say they don't exist. It's all about lying and fraud and mass mental illness. You understand? It's all scientifically engineered by top psychiatrists.
Well, definitely. I'm just trying to figure out, like, key points that I could at least say in class, so if the teacher doesn't understand it, at least maybe I can get the kids to wake up. Maybe someone
just
will
hit them with info weapons, give them all, get TerrorStorm Final Cut, make copies of it, hit them with that. It's better just to totally not even engage their false paradigm matrix system, and it's just better to go in and get whoever you can save who may have already had some type of resistance into their psychological from nature matrix. Some of them may have had a nature true education program where they understand, and then you may be able to reach them at that level, but you'll probably be able to reach out to a large portion of the class. I would bypass the professor if he's a minion of this, because he will then target you, and I would carry out covert operations in info war against the enemy. Against the enemy! And that's what they are, enemies! Ah! Sorry, go ahead.
No. I'm just, this is all good stuff. I mean, like, I'm just going to do whatever I can.
You are running a military operation against sworn enemies of you and your family who want to carry out eugenics on you and are destroying your financial future. You're already paying for a fraud education. You might as well just go in there with the mission of wrecking their lives as a key info warrior.
That's the plan. I'm already trying to figure out if I could start up a 9/11 truth group.
Yes.
In DC and just
yes.
Start from there and just
yes.
Build it up.
I'm sorry. I just get so
filled it up. We were already talking. I was at a 9/11 Cincy Truth meeting, and there's another kid that's actually in his like fourth, fifth year. He's about to be a doctor. Me and him are going to start up or try to start up a 9/11 Truth club in UC and see where it goes from there.
That's right. Don't waste your time with their operatives. Move in with force multiplication and absolutely deprogram. Good job. Good to hear from you. I get really fired up, ladies and gentlemen. This is absolute mortal combat with the New World Order. They're coming down to the wire. Ron in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, hi, Alex. Alex's story is broken within the last few days. First in Mother Jones News, now it's being carried on the AP wire and New York Newsday. And I found it interesting. It's a story about the NRA hiring an infiltrator informant from a security company that specializes in hiring people like that to the corporate sector. I think it's PDI or SDI security in one of the mid-Atlantic states, in which they hired the informant, who was a former stewardess, airline stewardess, and sex counselor, to infiltrate, I believe it was Handgun Control Incorporated or one of the Brady-related or Brady anti-gun campaign organizations. Now, this raises some questions in my head. Well, I want to make it clear to you and your audience.
Sounds like a Karl Rove, reverse black propaganda, reverse PSYOP, false flag.
I hold no truck with the Brady campaign, but I begin to wonder, if they've infiltrated them, might they not also try to place spies in legitimate pro-Second Amendment organizations?
Well, the NRA was set up, as you know, at the end of the Civil War, and was set up for gun control. In fact, I totally forgot, and my stack fell off the table earlier, and it's all mixed up. Aaron, print me the White House chief of staff funding al-Qaeda groups again, secretly in the White House, mainstream news. Remember the White House chief of staff funding al-Qaeda? I forgot that. Bring me that article again. Absolutely, sir. I haven't seen the report you're talking about, but the NRA has probably done this by design to be caught to demonize the Second Amendment.
Well, it may be, yeah. I figure that there's a lot of skullduggery here. It's a rather weird thing to do, and I think...
It's called cloak and dagger, and you're a retired New York cop. You've been calling for years, so you understand what goes on in these systems, but this is all black ops, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there's definitely something more to this, and it definitely smells to the high heaven, and is more than just the initial report. If you want to find it, it's in today's New York Newsday, page A6. You'll see a story there about it. But this is all going on. Listen, it's come to the point, I think we got to face it. A lot of people are maybe in some form of denial, some of the other issues you talked about earlier. The Republic has collapsed. We got to face that. And most Americans maybe don't recognize it because they're in some type of narcissized or hypnotized state. The Republic, as our fathers understood it, has collapsed. And, at this point, it's just the point we're just going to have to stand up against this. You mentioned the use of psychological warfare. Yes, they have taken the psychiatric sciences and criminally weaponized the psychiatric sciences against the population or segments within the population. Psychiatry has been turned into a punitive whip to try and silence or censor any dissent. That's true. That's going on in mass. Anybody that can't recognize that is blind. You're talking about the selling off of assets. Right here now in New York City for the first time, there's open discussion, though this has happened, I know, in places like Texas with roads, open discussion of selling our bridges to corporate entities, foreign corporations.
The same raping we've seen the banks carry out in third world countries at the point of a gun is now going to happen here.
In fact, here in the state of New York, something I consider part of our strategic infrastructure, the supply of energy, natural gas energy, a company called National Grid from England has taken it over within the last 6 months. I mean, this is outrageous. And as you mentioned a little bit ago, everybody's only worried about the minutiae of baseball statistics and sports statistics. What the heck is wrong with people? Are they all in denial? Is it a matter of not being able to confront cowardice because they realize what's going on, but they don't want to address it? And
to realize we're living in the middle of a nightmare science fiction novel, and to realize they're carrying out eugenics against us, Ron, the people, I can't say they're not waking up. They're waking up, but it's taken me 15 years, 13 years on air, to finally, every week, fully more admit that I haven't been exaggerating to myself, that I haven't been overestimating, that I underestimated, and now it's just everything's coming out, and it freaks me out, man. I mean, it freaks me out.
You mentioned, they're now throwing the gauntlet down in your face. They're not even putting on the pretense anymore. They started this the program started a long time back, but they feel so powerful now that I would say that probably since the 1990s, they've just been jamming it in our faces and just saying, hey, we're going to do this, and what are you going to do about it? That's basically what it's come down to.
Let me ask you this. You know a lot of the current New York cops. When I went to New York when I was a kid and then a teenager, the police were nice. Now, and I saw it in D.C. this year, and I wasn't looking for it. I mean, I would see a field, and I would see people sitting down having a picnic. I'd see families looking at a marker, and cops would just come over. Security guards were even worse and just yell at them meanly. They've clearly been told to do this in New York, and I've talked to Austin cops who visited New York. It's happened to them, even cops. They'll just come over and scream at you and treat you like filth, and they've been told to throw the book at citizens for no reason and warrantless checkpoints and gun sweeps and just all of it. I mean, do you talk to any of these cops that are currently cops?
Well, no, because basically the new crop of officers, they're not that new. The officers that started coming into the organization in the 1990s, that's when this really started full bore. They're not police officers so much as they are paramilitarists. This is really what they've replaced your local cop with a paramilitarist. You've got the equivalent of a paramilitarist like they might have police and what we used to laugh at as, you know, a repressive banana republics.
Guatemala.
You now have that here. In New York City, New York City, I mean, I don't know if people are aware of this. This place, the police department here has got such a close association with the CIA. You have a former a high official from the CIA by the name of David Cohen, who's running operations, intelligence operations within the police department. It's almost a listening post for Washington, for the feds.
Hell, we have Israel everywhere basically running the departments now.
Well, you have a lot of interaction. You have a lot of interaction with overseas governments. You have the NYPD engaging in a lot of overseas intelligence operations. This is a city police agency conducting itself like it's a national security agency.
All under the rubric of terrorism, and meanwhile, it's the government that did the terror.
And it's perpetrating a lot of misbehavior. There's no doubt about that.
Anything else, Ron?
No, that's about it, but check into that with the NRA. I certainly hope, as I said...
I will. We're out of time. Good to hear from you.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
making good on my promise to have wide-open phones throughout the entire transmission. More of your phone calls straight ahead. Burmese will be riding shotgun with us a bit today. I've got Infowars.com company business I have to work on Friday. He'll be sitting in. Burmese, you want to go do the Sunday show? You want to do the Sunday show, too?
Yeah, that would be awesome, actually. I would love to do the Sunday show.
Got to get there an hour before.
I can do that. Awesome. Very cool.
Done well.
Awesome.
We got really serious news here in front of us. Recap the basics for those that don't know the basics of the anthrax story first, and then get into these new developments.
Sure. Let's start with Stephen Hatfill. At the end of June, I believe it was, he was exonerated. He won $5.8 million against the Justice Department and FBI for trying to set him up. Now, I think it's only been about a week and a half, since this guy, Bruce Ivins, supposedly, quote-unquote, killed himself. And everything in the mainstream media, even some of the alternative press, semi-alternative press like Raw Story, always starts with that. No one questions whether the man killed himself.
And it's like a secret that he died in the mental institution when they were about to release him, saying the FBI was wrong, he wasn't crazy, and that the lady that said this about him wasn't credible. That's buried in only a few mainstream news reports. And remember, the FBI is still saying it isn't weaponized anthrax. They've already tried to blame two other people. Now they say they knew he did it years ago, this new guy that killed himself, but that they were still going to charge Stephen Hatfield. So they're not even getting their timelines right. Now the new information.
Yeah, well, it seems that the woman that actually, said that he was crazy and got the restraining order against him is an ex-motorcycle gang member that was quoted in the Washington Post under a separate name, by the way. Her name is really, let's read this. It is not Dooley. It is actually Jean Whitman. Not Jean Dooley. Jean
Definitely
Whitman.
An intelligence.
Well, let's just read the quote. In 1999 interview with the Washington Post, Dooley described her background as a motorcycle gang member and a drug user. Okay, heroin, cocaine, PCP, you name it, I did it. And you and I both know they love to recruit people with substance abuse problems because it's very easy to control these people. Now, on top of this woman putting him in the mental institution, this is where he dies, it now comes out that the FBI had offered his son $2.5 million and the sports car of his choice to try to give evidence that would have convicted his father.
And that's mainstream news. And this is before they dropped the stuff on Hatfield. So they know Hatfield's innocent. Meanwhile, they're trying to frame this other guy. And then all his colleagues are saying he didn't work with the weaponized anthrax. He couldn't have done this. And a colonel, one of the heads of one of the labs, is saying this is a cover-up.
Absolutely. And now if you go further into the
article, there's a guy who broke in with ties to intelligence to the Level 4 bioweapons lab, Lieutenant Colonel Zach, and he's not being talked to.
That's right. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Zach was in a restricted area when he wasn't supposed to be, had no clearance, had been fired. And then it looked like he tried to frame up, I believe his name was Assad.
Yeah.
It's pretty unbelievable. And this guy is no longer a person of interest. And now the FBI is claiming that after 7 years, it's closed. The case has been solved. It was this guy, but they're going to leave it open for a little while until they bring it up. But in the court of public opinion, this guy has already been convicted. I have not seen anything. I mean, I think the best thing I saw was Olbermann, and it was really light. I mean, people should really be saying, hey, this guy was murdered. You don't come out after the fact, after a man is dead, and then blame him for this type of attack, not allowing him to defend himself.
And then now it turns out the media's been quoting this psychiatrist. She's not even that. She's some government informant with a fake name.
Exactly. She's got a fake name.
And they're running around offering millions of dollars in sports cars.
Yes, and not only that, but they also went to his
daughter. I want to know right now what she was given.
Yeah, I want to know what she was given, too. I'm sure it was a pile of cocaine. You know, they love drug addicts. They're so easy to handle, and they'll do whatever you say. Now, they also went to his daughter. And they showed her victims of anthrax that didn't make it, that died, and said, your father was responsible for this. Of course, the daughter thought that they were nuts, said there was no evidence that her father was involved, but they still tried to press her. Now, on top of that, it comes out that he was concerned that they were stalking his family on shopping trips and all these other things.
See, they're saying he's crazy now, but it turns out they were stalking them.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's another thing. They always pin somebody as mentally unstable or insane, no matter how much evidence that it's not paranoid delusion, it's they're actually being followed. You know, they tried the same
thing. Yeah, they admit he's crazy. He thought he was being followed, but he was being followed.
It's just like when Gary Webb supposedly shot himself.
Hey, I've seen government files 20 years ago where they'd be surveilling someone and they'd say the professor is paranoid, probably schizophrenic. He believes he's being listened to. And they're listening.
And they're listening. Exactly. So, you know, I really...
Well, I always joke on the phone at home. I go, oh, I'm crazy. I think you're listening. I go, and you actually put that in your files that I'm crazy. I think I'm being listened to when you're listening.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just look at some of the top journalists around that were, you know, surveilled by the FBI. It came out only a few years ago that guys like Britt Hume, who's now on the Fox News Network, was surveilled for years.
The CIA was surveilling him and FBI, but it's also come out that the entire British Parliament illegally is being surveilled by the Queen through MI6. Everything they do.
Yeah, that's hardly democracy. That's hardly parliamentary procedure. It's really a dictatorship.
Yeah, it's a criminal private corporations that own and run the executive branch, and everything else is being dissolved right now. Congress says, let us see the documents in your continuity government plan. Bush says, no. We'll be right back with Burmese and your phone calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame.
1-800-259-9231.
One life when it's one need.
You know, I'm glad my life means something. One love, glad I'm not just another mindless sports fan, has no idea what's happening around them. It leaves you, baby, if you don't. I'm thankful to my family, my parents that brought me up right. I'm so blessed to know all of you and all the great people in this movement for liberty. You know, I sound pretty angry and hardcore sometimes just because we know what's going on. We understand the enemy's MO. We study them constantly. We live, eat, and breathe this, and you get to a higher level of knowledge when you go off the real facts, the real info, enemy paradigms, enemy operations, enemy signatures, when you learn their sociology, their criminology. That's how we can predict things. That's how we know what's going to happen. I mean, look at the track record we've got. Look at what we can do. I can go on air and say they're probably about to attack the World Trade Center, call the White House, tell them don't do it. I did that one time, and it happened that one time because I saw the enemy preparing the slaves for the attack, introducing bin Laden to the public. I knew the feds would try to blow it up once and fail. They were going to come back to the scene of the crime. It's like bank robbers that have failed to rob a bank will come rob it 10 years later. It's full spectrum warfare with the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. All of us are together in this, except for a few thousand globalists. This is not good for anybody. It's time to stop denying police, military, and others. Come in, join the team. That doesn't mean call us, support us. That means you start educating. You start researching. You start finding out how serious things are. I want to go to your calls, Jim and Richard, many others that are patiently holding. But, Burmese, we now have bin Laden's driver, who has been convicted, but for none of the real terrorism. But meanwhile, they had bin Laden's right-hand man, his bodyguard, that Special Forces picked up. They sent him to Guantanamo and release him in a week, quietly, just like the airlift of evil, reported on Financial Times of London, AP, Reuters. It's all in my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, made 6.5 years ago. All the mainstream news just saying, oh, yeah, they put 6,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda commanders on planes, gave them money, flew them out and dropped them off to safety, and, ooh, now they're in Pakistan. Oh, we can't get bin Laden. This is such a sick joke. Burmese, give us the latest.
Yeah, there's a guy named Salim Hamdan, and this is the bin Laden driver slash bodyguard who is now on his third show trial. He was actually exonerated in two other show trials. Then our lovely Supreme Court ruled that he could be tried yet again.
Oh, double, triple, quadruple jeopardy.
Absolutely. We do have a thing called double jeopardy in this country that you can't be tried for the same crime twice. However, since Mr. Hamdan is not a U.S. citizen and just somebody they picked up in the war on terror, he's basically a guinea pig where they can try anything they like out on him.
And let's be clear, even with their hand-picked kangaroo systems, they can't get convictions.
Now, yeah, absolutely. This is a military tribunal of six. It should be pretty easy.
Showing our military is good people at the mid-levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, most people in the military have no idea what's going on. They think they're really fighting terrorism. They really think that.
And we've interviewed some of them. I mean, it's like General Rick Baucus, the head of Camp X-Ray, resigned 4 years ago and said, we're torturing people to death in here. And by the way, they're 14-year-old innocent kids, and we released the real al-Qaeda. And now it's come out they do. Mm-hmm. He said, I am not going to torture children.
Yeah, and thank God for people like him that are willing to step up. It's only unfortunate that they speak at one whistleblower's hearing, C-SPAN covers it, and that's it. The mainstream media ignores it completely. But what I found really interesting about this case is that he was convicted of driving bin Laden. That's it. They literally found him not guilty of planning to attack civilians, planning to carry out attacks, planning to aid al-Qaeda in any fashion where they would carry out an attack. What they convicted him of...
Well, that's because they can't put on trial any real al-Qaeda, because that's their operatives.
Yeah.
In fact, hundreds of times, the Special Forces has been in the news, just caught real ones, and they're told, you let them go, and colonels have thrown fits and called the media. Of course, then they have car wrecks and die, but...
Basically, this man was convicted of being a limo driver for a billionaire. Okay, that's what Osama bin Laden was to him. He is a Saudi billionaire, probably pretty popular in the country at that time, and he just thought, hey, this is a good gig. You know, I can feed my family. That would be pretty much the equivalent of somebody who drives a limousine for a living and having maybe Henry Kissinger as a client. All he's doing is driving him around. He has no idea what's going on. So they're going to put this guy in jail for the rest of his life and call it a big victory for the war on terror, and I'm sure the New York Times, the New York Post are all going to blow it up. When, again, this guy, let me repeat this. This guy got convicted of driving a limousine and nothing else. That's how he, quote unquote, aided al-Qaeda. He didn't sit in a room and talk about blowing stuff up. He didn't get any bomb material. He didn't plan attacks against the World Trade Center and Pentagon. He simply drove a car, and now he will literally spend the rest of his life in a torture chamber.
And it didn't take one trial. It didn't take two trials. It took three trials.
Three trials under the military, not even a jury trial. Six people, and it was so garbled when they actually convicted him that that the judge had to go and get a highlighter and highlight certain
And the
portions.
Prosecutors keep slipping up, going, well, when we shot down Flight 93, and they go, and it's, be quiet, the intelligence officers, that's classified.
Yeah. They talked about the United 93 during his trial. You know, I just hope people wake up. You know, this is not keeping us safer in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, yes, it is. Al-Qaeda is real.
This guy's a driver. That's it. I mean, this is not a top lieutenant. This isn't a hardcore killer.
Because they can't burn CIA agents or their assets. They can't have a real Al-Qaeda.
And
I mean, how many times have they killed different Al-Qaeda leaders? And then they never say, well, we didn't kill him last time. We killed him this new time. It's just on purpose. They set this precedent of lying.
I think my favorite one was when Zarqawi escaped an attempt to kill him with one leg on a motorcycle. That was my favorite one. He literally had a shootout with the...
Or in your new film, Fabled Enemies, coming out in only 3 weeks, folks. We make films so fast now and so good, we don't have time to plug them. They just come
true.
Out. This film is really controversial, but you got the news in there admitting, there were all these hijackers on board planes, but the police would show up and they would disappear off the planes.
Yeah, what you're talking about is Flight 23. And for those that don't know, Flight 23 had these four guys on it. They looked like they were supposedly going to hijack the plane.
Taking part again in a CIA takeover drill.
Absolutely. Listen, these
guys...
Ushered
off by police.
Exactly. These guys were protected. The pilot was right. You know, he said, I'm not taking off. He thought something was wrong. He asked everybody to get off the plane. These guys refused to get off the plane. Then finally, everybody starts getting ushered out. Now, these guys don't take their bags. They just leave the airport, like you said, magically disappear. Apparently, there's no tapes. There's no ways to find these guys. They look in their bags, Alex, magically. Al-Qaeda training manuals, tapes, blueprints, the same exact thing they find in Atta's suitcase. Now, again...
Which is the only bag that doesn't make it on the conveyor and sticks.
Let's make this
and
clear.
And then two passports magically fall out of the flames of the towers. Not Atta, one, but two.
Atta is on a transcontinental flight, folks. Okay, this is from Boston to Portland. And magically, this never happens. His bag doesn't make the plane. So then when they open his bag, the same exact things are found. Now, this is the interesting thing. That's where they found the identification for most of the hijackers and Atta's associates. Now, when the FBI turns around and finds these other bags with these four other hijackers, they say, oh, they were using false identification, so there's no way for us to find these guys. Now, if these four guys are involved and they're using false identification, why wouldn't the other 19? It makes absolutely no sense.
But then they get off the plane and no one stops them, even though police were at the gate.
Yeah, nobody stops them. They're able to walk right out. And this was reported for about a week. About a week in the mainstream media, and then just falls off into the distance, and nobody ever talks about it again. It's the same thing with James Woods.
I want you to talk about, run through Fabled Enemies, because you've been working on this yourself privately for about a year. You came down here the last 3-4 months. We put it together. It would have been done a few days ago, but we're rushing to add some new information about the latest anthrax. We already have an anthrax section. Mm-hmm. We want to add this newest info. Also, the Cheney... wanting to attack our own ships, mainstream news. We're putting that in there. But run over what's in Fabled Enemies, folks, because this is coming out September 1st. You're going to be able to watch it at prisonplanet.tv. And, I mean, let me tell you, it's got the Israeli section. It has got it all.
Yeah. A lot of people have always said to me on these trips when I go and show a loose change or I talk to people, well, you show what didn't happen, Jason. Why aren't you showing what did happen? And I said, well, you know, that's true. I mean, we've cut a lot out of these movies. Maybe it's time to make a film where we can point the finger at certain entities. So,
And by the way, I've been there. People said, why haven't you made a film about the Israelis? Well, you guys, Dylan had made one film by himself on a laptop. That was the first edition. Mm-hmm. Then he made the second edition with you and Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that was about controlled demolition and all the main issues. And then now this is the third film. This is your film. And, you know, you guys have only been on the scene 3 years, 2.5 years. You've been on the scene 2 years. So this is it. We're doing it.
Yeah, so we're doing it. I mean, I just didn't have the means before. And this really shows, just from the get-go, the intelligence ties of the hijackers, the ones that lived with FBI informants, the ones that were trained on U.S. bases, the ones that were protected.
By the way, we bought this news footage. We actually went and bought it from AP and others. I mean, these movies are losing money now. I'm not very proud of that, but they're winning hearts and minds. That's what matters. That's what makes me mad. People, he's making money off these films when I put them out for free on Google and YouTube. They're in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. You're here. These films now are big money losers. You know why? Because we are doing these things by the book. We're buying all the music, having it composed, buying the footage, doing it all, paying people. I ended up trying to pay most of the activists that gave us footage for Truth Rising, and they're losing money. Mm-hmm. Folks, I need you to buy Truth Rising. I get so busy covering news now, I don't even plug to buy them. Please go to Infowars.com and go crazy and buy a bunch of stuff if you want to support us, because Burmese, Marcus, I want to get back into the film, but we're going to go back to calls in a little while. But I want to go ahead and just bring this up. Because I saw you guys in New York 2 years ago hand out 20,000 DVDs you paid like 65 cents a piece for. I watched you guys paying a few staff people, flying all over the country, hardly selling any DVDs on your website. And I said, guys, I go, how much money you got in the bank? Oh, we got 20,000. That's enough to go a few months. I said, you're going to end up being broke. And you guys are broke now. You guys, folks, we're not joking about this. I don't want to get into it. Point is, you need to go to InfoWars.com and buy Loose Change Final Cut. You need to go to InfoWars.com and get Truth Rising when this Fable Enemies comes out, because it's a great film. You need to buy it, but also because Burmese is breaking off and trying to have his own film production company. We did him a favor and got him down here with two editors to finish this up quick, because Burmese, literally, I give him like $100 a week. He eats big bites from 7-Eleven. I'm not trying to be mean here, Burmese. It's just so sick to know how destitute you guys are. And then meanwhile, all this, you've given this incredible films to the public and all this crap about you being rich.
Yeah, well, everybody who knows me knows that I'm not rich. I mean, the first 2 months I stayed out here, I stayed on an air mattress in a room that was 90 degrees. I mean, that's not what it's about to me. It's about me getting this information out to other people, and I could care less if I die a pauper, Alex. I mean, I really, that's not what I'm in it for. I mean, we literally gave away DVDs to every single family member and survivor.
I saw you give 20,000 out at one.
That's just one event. I mean, we literally.
How many did you give out?
Over 100,000.
I told you, stop it.
I know.
That's $70,000 would have allowed you guys to make more films. You've got to save some money to live on.
No, I know.
You're already talking about trying to give this out for free. Burmese, you won't ever be able to make another film if this happens.
I know. I guess I got a big heart, but. You know,
well, it's bad business.
I agree. You know, I am a diehard capitalist too, but I just, you know,
About money, but you have to have the money to fund.
I agree. I absolutely. People don't understand that it takes, you know, $1,000 for a television to watch this on. It takes $4,000 for an editing machine, and then you have to pay an editor that would normally cost $2,500.
How much that AP footage cost? $25,000.
$25,000 for 8 minutes of AP. That's what that was. You got 8 minutes, folks. I mean, literally, 480 seconds, 25 Gs. And that's the real deal. I mean, that's what you have to go through.
And then you're reduced to big bites. And then we're not rolling in cash here. I'm doing this big contest in a desperate attempt. Somebody gave me a donation to try to expose internet censorship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I need real filmmakers to come in, and that's the point. I mean, am I going to put it in a college fund? I'm spending it on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm not going to take a donation and spend it myself.
It's definitely now or never. So, you know, that's why I'm putting this film together. Like I said, you know, intelligence ties, and then we get into the funding. You know, we show, hey, Saudi Arabia and the United States elite, such as, you know, the Bush family, Cheney's, Halliburton, all this stuff, and even Enron. I mean, we have that great blurb about Enron actually funding the Taliban and Al-Qaeda prior to 9/11 and even after. And we show how these connections have worked for years and years and years, and we really get into how bin Laden was CIA.
And at the end, you say the U.S., Israel, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia did it.
We basically say, yeah, those are the role players. Those are the big ones that need to be looked at. Obviously, there might be some more intricacies.
And there's this sophomoric behavior. It's kind of like, and I kind of blew up at Tarpey last week because he even criticized me on air. I remember one show, he's like, there's people saying that it was, and I'm not attacking Tarpey. It's kind of stuff I get sick of is what I'm saying. Tarpley, I heard him on his own show on this network, you know, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, whenever it was we were breaking the JFK stuff, with the E. Howard Hunt tape where he says as far as the chain of command went for him was the president, LBJ, gave him the order. Obviously, we're not saying it didn't go above LBJ. That's the chain of command we can prove. Like in a mafia structure with a criminal investigation and the mob, we can only go as high as the capo or the soldier we've got for who they got orders from. And so then I hear these talk show hosts, oh, they're trying to say it was LBJ alone. It's a diversion. Or in this film, we're saying British intelligence, U.S., Israeli, Saudi Arabian, Pakistani. It doesn't say one group's more innocent than the other. It's like five guys robbing a bank. They're all five guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's a mental diversion to then say, no, it's really this group that's doing it. It's really that group that's doing it. No, folks, these intelligence agencies work together.
Yeah, and in my continuity of government section, COG, that is the quote-unquote shadow government, Alex, that does not exist in most people's minds, the bunker government. I show you how Cheney was in that command center prior to the Pentagon strike, that we have Mineta saying he was there at 9:20 on several different occasions, and he's the one that gave that stand-down order at the Pentagon. He's the guy that we can bring to trial and flesh this whole system out. I mean, I go a lot deeper in continuity of government, folks. I show you how it was reworked in the 80s. This is the birth of the sole source contract that nobody knew about. These are the true black ops people. And folks, the original head was the vice president at the time, George H.W. Bush, the same guy that happens to stay in the White House the night before 9/11 and then on 9/11 goes and meets with Bin Laden's brother.
And you show from archival footage, congressional hearings and documents how in the mid-80s they created the continuity of government, and it was Cheney that created it, Rex 84, all the same plan. They've been trying to bring this about ever since. The Democrats are involved. Getting back to funding you, Burmis, that issue before we let you go and go back to calls. Again, you guys gave out over 100,000 DVDs for free at, what, 60, 70 cents a piece?
Yeah, about 77 cents, I think, something like that.
Okay. Again, what if 1,000 listeners get Fabled Enemies or Truth Rising, and if 1,000 listeners make 100 copies apiece, that right there is 100,000. See, instead of us bankrupting ourselves, because believe me, I'm tempted just to spend every dime I got in the bank, but see, I need that for to do the media deal, to expand, to fight. I'm trying to fight smart here. I need you to make the 100,000 copies of Truth Rising. That's 100 of you agreeing to make 1,000 copies. Instead of Burmis, who I just basically have loaned him the money to buy some, what, 10-year-old car?
Yeah.
And I hope when you drive back to New York, it makes it.
Me too.
but the point is, and we're not whining here. It's just people need to see the crud hole I'm in right now. I mean, it's got good equipment. But the point is, and we never talk about this. I just am tired of this illusion that, you know, we are just capitalized like Chase Manhattan. We're not, folks. Our bank account is you. It is you supporting us. So if you want to send me donations, I've come to the realization, why not have sponsors? Why not raise money? Why not fight to win? I mean, I'm putting my life on the line. We could potentially get killed or imprisoned or set up. Good chance of it. Why not fight all the way? So go to InfoWars.com today. Get Loose Change Final Cut from there, and then Burmis will actually get some of the money from that. Right there. InfoWars.com. Get Loose Change Final Cut. Order Truth Rising. That supports us. We need to further capitalize. I'm spending money like it's going out of style here, and we're about to go to the next level. We need your support. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Phone call straight ahead.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car.
During the month of August,
visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north for us, your song. North to Alaska. Go north for us, your song. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901.
Ladies and gentlemen, we can beat the New World Order. We've got it in our guts. We've got it in our ancestors' strength. We've got to just listen. Got to stop listening to all their flim-flam, all their propaganda. Realize they're a bunch of bankrupt criminals playing games with us, and just fully hate the government and expose it and bring these criminals to justice. We can do it. We've got to have the attitude that we can win, though, ladies and gentlemen. Jim in Texas, and Jim and Lance and Ed and many others that are holding. Jim in Texas, go ahead.
Alex.
Hello, Jim.
Hey, the call-in format's great. I really love it. I was calling in to report on the press's reporting on the weather modification in China for the Olympics.
Have but when our government does it, it doesn't exist.
That's exactly what I was going to say. This is, you know, this is one of the top five issues for the New World Order that are really important. You know, there's still people denying weather modification exists. Do a search right now. China Olympics weather modification. They're using heavy artillery to take clouds out of the sky, and so my comment would be, this kind of just outright debunks global warming, because how can you say that global warming is man-made when they're modifying the weather? So there's no real measure of what's really happening if there's these programs.
They are terraforming. They are altering the planet's weather. That has come out in hundreds of declassified documents, newscast. We've covered it. They're adding to jet fuel particulates that come out the back of the jet engine that are actually heating the earth, and they're playing all sorts of scams. They're playing God. Look, the witch doctors, 6,000, 7,000 years ago, in basic anthropology, you learned how from Mesoamerica to, you know, the first civilizations in the Tigris-Euphrates to what is ancient China, they would tell the public, let us sacrifice people, and that was a control mode. Will you give us your kids to burn them at the stake, you know, to barbecue them? That was a mind control test. If you get the public to give your kids up for sacrifice, then you've got control. And the witch doctors or the con artist government scum of the day, they would say, give me the biggest hut, give me the biggest temple, make me the king. Most a tribal leader wasn't about being able to find the best game or being the strongest or being the best warrior anymore. And around 6,000 years ago, in most cultures, it became the con artist or the carpetbagger, the scammer, the snake oil bamboozler. Those that learned how to lie to people through superstition, and they would say, next week, if you don't bow down to Gabunga, the snake god will eat the sun. And after people say, oh, you're full of it, and then all of a sudden they would see the sun get gobbled because the witch doctor's family was passing down when that was going to happen because they happened to pay attention. And it's the same thing now. You know, if you don't give up all your control of your life and let us run your life, the earth's going to die. And then the people say, okay. So it's just basic witch doctor psychology.
I love the way that you connect those dots, Alex, because most people haven't done things like go join a cult in the New Age, get into the Kundalini energy awareness, only to go way down that porthole to find out it's all being ran by the United Nations, and it all goes back to witch doctory.
Yep, all official United Nations biological diversity assessment says they are going to kill us in mass human sacrifices.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Resisting enemies foreign and domestic, I'm Alex Jones, dedicated to defense of liberty. Totally committed to humanity. Totally committed to survival of decency and honor. All right, we've already taken a mass load, 25, 30 calls a day. I'm taking even more. I'm going crazy this hour. 1-800-259-9231. Let's take four calls right now. Jim in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, how you doing, sir?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I had a chance to meet you at the Bilderberger in Chantilly.
Hey, good to meet you there, my friend.
That was it. I think it was a hell of a success. Wanted to make a point to you regarding, well, you were talking to Ted Nugent the other day. I feel like Ted is the type of individual that really has a lot of influence. I was wondering if you thought it would be a worthwhile idea to try to identify other people of his caliber, of you know, people with some entertainment or celebrity status that you might bring on to try to convince them of, because it seemed to me he was not, I don't know if his position on 9/11, where he's at with it. Do you have any idea?
He in the past, he thought it was a real attack, but he's been starting to wake up. Look, what happens is these people fall in our laps. Ted Nugent's one of the only big guests that didn't seek us out. A lot of times, and it's great, with a lot of these other big celebrities that you end up seeing on the show or hearing on the show, it's because we are the biggest game in town in the fight against the New World Order, which is scary because we're not that big. But they reach out to us. Who knows what other celebrities are listening? I mean, who knows who else is tuning in? So, we do contact big guests when they have a new book out. That's how we get them on.
And yeah, I think he's the type of individual, though, I believe he's completely honest. I believe he could be reasoned with. And, I just thinking maybe we could come up with a list of other people of that type that would then have a...
Well, I try my best to just spew the info out into the ether, and then it's up to you guys to carry the ball. If you carry the ball, more will come to us. You build it, they will come. And you, my friend, look in the mirror, and you're obviously here, with us, Jim, but it is you who will carry that ball.
Yeah, I'd actually made contact with him. I believe I probably talked to his son. And I was trying to see if he'd be willing to have a conversation. He suggested, sure, you could send him an email. So
yeah, well, sometimes, bugging the celebrities yourselves will run them off. I've sent Ted 6-7 years ago some videos. I sent him in-game last week. He gave me his home address. And so I'm trying my best. So you bring up reaching out to him. I did reach out to Ted Nugent. I appreciate your call.
Yes.
Let's go to Ed in New York. Ed, you're on the air. Come ahead, Ed.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I work as a subway conductor here in New York, and I've given out so far over 1,000 copies of your various videos.
Well done, Lord Vader.
And I really thank you for your work. I've got a couple of suggestions for you. I love your bumper music. Have you ever heard the song The Monster by Steppenwolf?
I've actually sent that song. Here's what happens. They got John Harmon answering phones, doing traffic, running my show, and running our phones. The job of about four people, it's insane. They need to hire somebody to help him. In the past, they didn't have the capital. They may have that now. This show's big enough. I want somebody to help John right now. And over the years, I've sent John masses of news, masses of music. He's tried to get a lot of it on. In the past, there were board ops who just told me, I'm not putting your music on. And then they didn't know why I didn't love them because they were so lazy. John's just a miracle. It is in rotation. Okay, I did send it. He didn't put it in. But let me tell you. With something with the computer program in there, there's hundreds of songs you never hear because it keeps restarting at different points instead of going through the catalog. And so now you bring up one of my pet peeves. And so we're trying to get the new music in there. Go ahead.
Okay, there's a. I read all of David Icke's books, and one of his books, he has a quote by Nietzsche, if you gaze long into the abyss gazes also into you. So I just have a suggestion that you take a vacation. As much as I love you and I love your show, I think you might be looking too much into the abyss. So
I agree. I'm looking into the crystal ball a bit too much, into Sauron's eye. Absolutely, brother. I have stared into the abyss like you can't imagine. I have stared deeply into the abyss, and I can't take a vacation and get away from it. I am forever caught in its gaze. But I send pure love straight back into it. It doesn't like it.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
forever caught in its gaze. As long as I'm in this movement, as long as I'm fighting the New World Order, as long as I'm facing true reality, that's what drives me crazy. I mean, I know they're committing all these crimes. I know it's getting worse. Their master plan is stated. I mean, years ago, before I'd really deeply, totally, you know, studied a lot more and now verified so much of what I'd already guesstimated, it's always what I thought and worse. And it is, I fully understand the New World Order's mind, its spirit. I know what it is. And it sounds like a rage a lot of times, like I'm in a rage, but it's more than that. It's just frustration. It's energy. It's crying out. It's howling back at the New World Order, because I just love life and goodness and honor and decency and camaraderie and brotherhood and creativity, and I just honor it and love it and defend it. And I love what is good. I just love what is good. I love goodness. I love wholesomeness. I love seeing people do well and beauty. I never understood growing up what envy and jealousy was. I don't have it. I have competitiveness, but I don't really have ego. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, I'm different than a lot of people are like me, but I don't see, and the more I study the older ages and the age of chivalry and our founding fathers, people like that, they were more into what I'm into, you know, deeper than I am, because of being around each other. I mean, they were into being intelligent, informed, and speaking 5, 6, 7 languages and understanding history and being able to debate and having courage and will and strength and honor. I mean, they weren't acting tough. You know, I love that saying in Full Metal Jacket, the phony tough and the crazy brave. They are the crazy brave. And I really have to control myself, because I have too much courage, ladies and gentlemen. I have to temper. And it's not even courage. It's who I am. It's what I am. I burn. Leviticus, or is it Ezekiel, talks about, you know, one of the people speaking out against evil. It burns. He said, Lord, they're going to kill me. They're coming after me. They told me I got to shut up, but I can't. It burns. It burns. I know that they sent out millions and millions of dosages of factor rate that gave every single person that got it HIV and hepatitis and a bunch of other bloodborne diseases. And I know, because it's admitted and released in public, that they knew it the whole time and did it on purpose. I burn to warn you, this government, this elite is evil. And I get angry when people sit there and tell me I'm making something up, or Alex is a fearmonger, he exaggerates. How do you exaggerate Bayer murdering people? That's only one pharmaceutical company. How in the world do you trust anything they do? Any of these companies, any of these people, government, all the lies, the corruption, just all of it being lied to millions of times. And then I get angry because I don't want to be killed. I don't want to be in prison. I don't want to be set up. I don't want to have to be on the road I'm on. And I put it all in God's hands. God, please let me live to be 90 years old. I want to see my grandchildren. I want to grow old. But I don't sit there and try to tell God what to do, though. I say, whatever your will is. The only thing I ever ask God to do is that I be struck down or destroyed before anybody in my family is. That's the only thing I ask. I'm not saying I deserve it. I'm not saying God owes it to me. But my soul cries out that you let them tear me apart and torture me for 100 years before you let anything happen to my family. Please, God. Please. Because that's something I can't bear, but that's also something I can't stop. I can't stop what's going on in this world. I can't control it all. The legion upon legion upon legion upon legion upon legion upon legion upon legion of crimes and abuse and just wicked, bloody frolic against children and innocents. And every day I see where CPS chain children down for months till they shrivel up to 45 pounds with maggots all over them dying. Every day I know they've got children everywhere in the town I live having their way with them, and it makes my soul burn with pain. An absolute unquenchable desire to bring them to justice. An unquenchable desire to have brethren with the police and brethren with people in government, and to see goodness and honesty and righteousness rise. Does that mean I'm righteous? Does it mean I'm perfect? No! But it means my spirit and what I long for, I know what the good is, and I want the good. And I look at myself in its dirty rags, and I cry out in thanks to God for the creation we live in, and the beauty and the majesty of it all. With evil overrunning it all, having its way, destroying God's creations, it outrages me. And it outrages me to know that so many people who've been fallen to evil and beguiled and seduced by wickedness, who think they're empowered and think that they have power and who search for power and who think that it's fun to carry out these evils or to not care about others, to know that they have lost everything, their soul. What is it for a man to gain the whole world but lose his eternal soul? Fear not he that can kill the body, but he that can kill the spirit. And yes, it is dangerous staring into the abyss. Oh, God. I know a lot of people can't do it because when you stare into that, you see it all. The snuff films with toddlers, just all of it that's come out in the news. You start facing that and thinking about that and the stuff they do. And these European elites, when they go and rape these kids and then chain them up and starve them to death. And the dungeons and the crap. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm not going to rant anymore. I'm just going to take your calls. I am a man. And just like a dog, why do we have dogs in all our houses? Because we're very similar to these sweet but also aggressive creatures that are tribal, that are pack animals who love each other and who are strong and brave. A little dog will take on a grizzly bear. And, you know, it sees an enemy in your backyard. It barks. It snarls. It wants to protect its cave. It wants to protect its den. And that's all I am. I'm just a man. I'm just a primitive man. I come from very aggressive, you know, stock, like most people in this country do, but particularly in Texas and other frontier settlements where it was the people of the frontier, of the frontier, of the frontier, of the frontier is a filter of the meanest, the most aggressive, you know, that made it into these areas. All the Indian fighting ancestors I had, and then the Indians, you know, that I got that bloodline. All of us have just these incredible past. And all I am is this aggressive, somewhat intelligent, good old boy. And I found out there's a pack of sicko scientist freaks running everything, killing a bunch of people, murdering people with cancer. And, man, it makes me mad. And I know it's true. It's all documented. It freaks me out that it's going on and getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I just want it to stop. I just want it to stop. I want you men out there to have enough courage to check out what I've said and find out it's true instead of having your manhood shunted off into directions that don't matter, serving this evil system, doing bad things. It tears me up seeing you be destroyed. It tears me up seeing you on the wrong team. I want you to come in and join us and come in for the big win with the living God. And I don't mean the fake God these fake preachers push. I mean the real creator. The energy force that fills the universe full of life. I got to stop preaching. Who's up first here? Is it Ed or Judith? Judith in British Columbia, you're on the air.
Oh, I hear your pain. Listen, brother. Your guy who donated a bunch of money... You mentioned that he did it to show to bring out internet.
I mean, I got a moderate sized donation. We get a few a year, and the guy said, "Spend it however you want." I'm spending it to expose government censorship of internet.
Oh, okay. Well, my website is being censored right now. It's adentalbraces.ca. Or anybody who wants dental braces, the whole information is at the website. It's adentalbraces.ca. They're very affordable.
Oh.
They're everything.
And how is your website being censored?
Well, on the iMac, Safari, and Firefox, are not showing the graphics, nor
well, that just means
they...
that you, ma'am, I appreciate your call. That means I got to let you go. Ma'am, we're sitting here with cancer viruses and the vaccines. You're talking about browsers. You don't have your website set up right. If it's being filtered and blocked completely and you can't get to it and ISPs are blocking you, then that's censorship. But if you're, we have this all the time. If we add something new to one of our websites that on different browsers, it can't be seen. So I just wanted to tell you that it's not censorship of your website. Now, you got your plug-in. Okay, I hope you sell some dental bracelets, and I know you'll hate me forever now because I was just rude to you. But I just frankly, I go to your phone calls, and it's about all of this craziness, and I just happen to know about computers and how they work, and I just wanted to give you a real solution for the type of computer program you're using for your website. You need to make sure it's compatible with those browsers and with the most updated version of browsers. Okay? Okay, I just can't talk about it anymore. I just know that I'm right about that. That is not web censorship. Oh, God. I've got a little too fired up today here, ladies and gentlemen. Judith, I'm sure you're a nice lady. Don't hate me. I'll let you plug your website twice. Mike in Florida, James, Helen, and others. We'll get to your calls when we get back. We don't screen your calls. I guess plugs for products, whatever. Just knock yourselves out. But I see all this really important information, and then we just kind of go into that, and it freaks me out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage.
If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt-cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
I live back in the woods, you see.
I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Because you can't starve them out, and you can't make them run, because these old boys were raised on shotguns.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
That's why the New World Order wants to end family farms and ranches, and they're doing it through the animal ID and the premises ID.
Oh, good old tomatoes and homemade wine and country boys.
They're going to turn the environmental cops loose on you.
Country folks can survive.
It's already happening. They're coming for you.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wisdom old boys.
You hear that? You know it. You can't make us run.
We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we die.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you joined us today.
We came from the West Virginia coal mines.
And the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Mike in Florida, you're on the air.
Alex, I want to talk about the possibility here of fundraising in a sort, because what you're talking about today and basically every day is so real that you're not freaking out too much and you're not going over the edge when you start, you know, yelling, because this stuff is real. This is what is going on. Now, I think the Alex Jones companies, whenever there's a way to give more capital in your direction, I, as one of your longtime listeners, I really want to contribute, man. And, you know, I can pass out DVDs and whatnot, but if I've got a story of, you know, your guy Burmis passing out 100,000 DVDs, you know, I think your listeners would also do well if we had, you know, on your main website, maybe a big link somewhere with an icon on it.
For Truth Brigade.
Contributions, you know.
Well, for Truth Brigade, I like it even better, people just doing it on their own. That's the unstoppable paradigm. Really, nothing gets wasted. But yes, we need more capital. We say buy the books, buy the videos, support the sponsors. That's
I want to be able to, you know, on top of buying the books, on top of buying the videos, I really would like to make a recommendation, if maybe you can get with your webmaster, to put on that website, to set up a way where I can just click on a link and I can send money to you, because, you know, there's so many of us out there, and we're donating to our college, you know, university football programs, and our business school programs, and we're donating to all these causes that are really not helping out in a larger sense. And instead, I'd like to just be able to periodically, every now and then, go on Infowars.com, click on a link, and send money to the people that know how to deploy that capital correctly. I really want a way, man, to support you more than I am, than just passing out DVDs. I still want to do that, but I really, really want to make a serious recommendation. If maybe you could consider doing that, because I think you have a legion of listeners that, on top of passing out DVDs and talking to their friends, would really be very open-minded to donating money periodically, just as the course of the year goes on, to help you guys have more capital to fight.
Well, as the economy implodes, we may be forced to do that because even though the listenership explodes, sales are not. In fact, they're going down, and that's happening with everybody. We did the money bomb, and the problem is I'm trying to be a good steward. I'm going to spend and have been spending every bit of that on a new office, on doing more radio, a TV thing. It's incredible amounts of work. If I raise more money, I don't know really. I guess I can make the websites better, have more material. There are things I can do.
You can never be overcapitalized. And I would really, because I understand, and here's the thing. You've gotten the point across over the years to your listeners, and we all buy in that you're running an honest business and you're taking the money that you do have and you're redeploying that into the growth of the organization. So, you know, when if Alex Jones comes and says, hey, look, I need some money, and I know that's something you really try not to do, whether you say it or not, a lot of us, I really think, are kind of sitting out there silently and wanting to contribute more money more often because, look, the New World Order has all the money in the world. They just print it. So let me give you some of their Federal Reserve notes, and you can go out there and have, you know, more capital to deploy fight this battle, because you know how to get the point across to millions of people, and if we can do more on our part, go on one of your websites and just
okay, hey, I love you to death. I'll add a PayPal link today. How's that sound?
Thank you. Perfect.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. And I pledge that every bit that gets donated will be spent 100% fighting the New World Order.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at solismile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Don't forget, we have the video contest to make a video exposing internet censorship by governments and corporations. We have all the articles there with all the proof. Whatever gets the most hits by Sunday night, we got an email up there for you to submit your entries. We'll be posting them by tomorrow as they come in on the website. That's a $2,000 prize for the best one on that. Another little prize, $1,000, for the best fan-made trailer for Truth Rising from the video that's on the web. I mean, that's two prizes right there. And then on the 19th, we're going to have a $5,000 prize for the best video about internet censorship. And it needs to have PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com incorporated into it. You know, pay attention to the rules. They're easy. It's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Take advantage of it. And all of us win because all the videos will be seen by people. There's some other contest up there, too. Because then the videos will get seen. More people will be educated about what's happening with internet censorship that is closing in, shutting down the web as we know it. Okay, I want to just take a ton of calls into the end of the show. I'm going to move as fast as I can here. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. 800-259-9231. James, Helen, Mike, James, Mike, and others. James in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, I just want to thank you so much. 9 years ago, I moved to Texas and discovered your show by accident on public access. I just wanted to ask you a question. As I've researched a lot of things you've talked about, I keep coming back to one of the big paradoxes, and that is that there are so many shades of versions of the truth out there, and it's difficult to know, depending on the source, how much of what they have to say to believe. For example, you've done a wonderful job of putting out what you know and what you've researched, and then you have someone like Alan Watt on, who's done a wonderful job of putting out what he knows, but you two have a basic disagreement in that you're a Christian and he believes that Christianity is just another fable religion. And I'm wondering...
Well, if you really look at what he has to say, he believes the modern religious way it's expressed. Here's the deal. I have to understand that everybody in this movement, I'm not going to agree with them on, but 98% of what Alan says, you know, and then we just have differences of opinion on things that can't be proven one way or the other. I mean, he's got all the documents about how they put cancer viruses in the vaccines. He covers the same systems of brainwashing that we expose. I see him as accurate. I agree with people like Webster Tarpley on like 95% of stuff, and I openly disagree with him on other things. You know, when I bring something out, that's why this is overall not a religious show or a spiritual show. It's about the information, though I make no secret of what I believe. I tell you, Bayer knowingly puts HIV in this drug, and it's killed all these people. And then you can go check that for yourself. Or I say Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97 in the April issue of the Army Times, but it was also in a press conference, Army's own website, you can go read it, said they have earthquake weapons and weather weapons. And so I read the quote, and I said, how about I pull that up for you today? And I read it and gave you a source. So there are different, slight differences in how things are interpreted, but we know we have a global tyrannical government from their own source documents that is carrying out dehumanization, dumbing down, poisoning of the masses. And we can disagree on just a few of the issues, but we don't disagree on the wider issues. So instead of getting caught up in the minutia, this also happens in our movement where people argue all day about exactly who's at the top of the pyramid. And then half of our work is on arguing with each other. But that's competitiveness and people trying to say they're right or they're the top dog. Notice I don't really do that a lot. I just have everybody on, unless they're slander me or stalkers, and then they're banned from the show. And I just have everybody, a platform for everybody to grow and educate and learn more. And I'm learning more every day. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, no, I agree with you 100% as far as letting the truth come out, because the truth will out. I guess the hard part for people who don't have a lot of time to dedicate to doing the research.
Well, you better.
I appreciate it, and I use your information as a source for a lot of things that I've done on my own. I guess the problem is that you hear someone that has a lot of good things to say, and then all of a sudden they'll come out and they'll say something like, no planes actually hit the towers, or something like that. And then it starts questioning a lot of the other things you've heard from that same source. And I know that you've brought that up on the show before, where someone else has a lot of things to say, but this area you disagree with them in.
Here's the deal, and I appreciate your call. We can't, do this, because then even countering all that stuff only adds to the tar baby. We know sodium fluoride from thousands of studies. You can find them right now. Studies on adverse effects of fluoride. Google that. Universities, governments, going back 80 years plus to modern day. There's something you can do exposing and fighting right now. Or the borders are wide open and paramilitary Mexican troops are killing citizens and police and FBI and it's being covered up. You can expose that. Or we don't want to attack Iran. They're lying about Iran having nukes. Here's the evidence and you know, that. Instead of, you know, just all day, I mean, obviously, people saying no planes at the towers, that was set out by the feds and by some of their operatives to try to split the 9/11 truth movement, make us look stupid. I mean, even if you believe that, that's not the best evidence to bring out to people, which is pure bull. And then the people that are involved in that movement will viciously threaten you, lie about you, try every dirty trick in the book, so know them by their fruits, very bad people. And so just have the basic discernment enough to move on to that and not give it attention and have some discernment to cover real issues. And if you can't prove an issue one way or the other, like space aliens, I don't know if they're real or not. I don't cover it. You know, everybody's saying, Alex, Larry King Live, CNN, Fox News, AP, Reuters, Times of London, they've all got these astronauts coming out and saying they met with aliens and aliens are real, and I just don't go there. People say, but now it's coming out. Well, that's the government, the media. It's, I believe, part of a larger disinfo program with all these movies and culture to try to discredit, you know, the existing order of mindset of things and to bring the, quote, world together. We have some government documents on that, but it may be true. I don't know, because it's a tar baby, and I can't prove it one way or another. Then I stick to what I can prove. And, man, you know what? I can prove the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases and were CIA. And I got that from every angle documented and made films about it. I can prove that the government has staged over 200 terror attacks and blamed it on foreign enemies, and that's been declassified. I can prove that almost every major vaccine line out there is filled with cancer viruses, and I have all the studies and news articles about it. I can prove that our government paid to have Israel radiate 110,000 of their own children. Israel and the U.S. are both co-equally guilty in that. I can prove thousands of other things. But I notice there's a mass mental illness and there's a mass movement. And people wake up. It doesn't mean they fully have woken up. I haven't fully, you know, have all the answers. I'm finite. I'm a human being. I'm flawed. But, you know, I'll have Army War College reports. I'll have civilian inmate labor camp program documents on army.mil. People never want to talk about that. They never want to talk about a Houston Chronicle article about the FEMA camps of American people. They always want to talk about the rumor that their cousin knew a guy that said. So it's inculcated into us to cover things that can't be proven or things that can't be verified. Folks, we're successful here, and we're hated and reviled and attacked by COINTELPRO, and then their weak-minded people that follow that and believe they're self-righteously attacking me. We are the most attacked radio show and the most attacked alternative media group out there, bar none. I mean, it is legion. It is organized. And they whip up the mindless public into joining in on it. Hey, that doesn't hurt me personally and doesn't even upset me personally, other than the fact that I know it's successful with some, keeping those other activists from ever really blooming and being nicer to other activists and working together. And that doesn't mean everybody joining together, but I mean being friendly and working together and letting people disagree on a few things and moving forward. I mean, it's discernment. I really can't explain it to you. I mean, about a third or more of our movement spends its time infighting and saying, who do we trust? Who do we know? That's a decision for you to make. That's a decision for you to make. Like I said, I take calls, and I want to hurry here. Is James or Helen up next? Helen in Florida, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. First of all actions preceded by thought. And your spirit is seeking truth and goodness, so you're trapped in that goal. So just keep, you can't give up. You feel worse. And I wonder too if people who worked in banks, lovely family people, worked as tellers, et cetera, realize they're working toward their own destruction. If they did, it would be nice if they could all just leave and find some other temporary source income, because they're, you know, just pretending they don't even realize what they're doing. And one more point I want to make too. they're trying to have an amendment to declare marriage just between a man and a woman, you know, in the Constitution. I don't know if people realize this might be cutting into the First Amendment, you know, spiritual choice. I don't believe in there can be no marriage between two guys and two gals.
No, I agree. Let me explain what my angle is, and we'll see if you agree.
Yeah.
We didn't have marriage licenses until after the Civil War, when in the South and the North, black men were marrying white women. And when that started happening, they came in through the first eugenics laws by the 1870s in the U.S. out of Britain. This is mainline history. And they created the marriage license, and they also did it under the 13th Amendment. So basically, they said you have to have a certified marriage, and now the state's getting involved in the marriage, certifying and allowing that. And so I believe the state shouldn't be involved. And I agree, that is a spiritual choice. Why do we have government involved in marriages and with children and in stealing children and all this great evil? Exactly. It's not the government's role to be certifying two men living together, two women living together. It's certainly not the federal government's role. You could argue it's the state government's role, but the state has now wrecked the family. All the numbers are clear on that, the statistics. State gets involved in the family in the 50s. It goes from 90-plus percent legitimacy to, what, half legitimacy now, more crime, families falling apart, all by design. So absolutely right. They put us into these false debates, and trying to bring in a constitutional convention for an amendment on marriage, that then brings in more federal power, and it could allow, and it's a big diversion. It also then allows a constitutional convention where they can pass other amendments. What do you say to them apples, Helen?
I agree fully with what you're saying.
That's logic, yes, but who uses that these days?
Oh, no. It can't happen. But also, I know we believe in Jesus' golden rule. He said a couple thousand years ago, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." He wasn't making small talk. He said so, so it will happen. But I wish it would happen this weekend, but it's in his own time.
I hear you.
So don't give up, Alex.
I'm never going to give up. I can't give up. Are you kidding? I'm just completely overtaken by this. I just, all I think about now, it gets more intense every day. It tears me apart. It's uplifting. It's enthusing. It's invigorating. It's also very painful. It's an intensification of all the senses. It is truly living. I'm so alive, I feel like I'm just going to explode. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. You're on the air worldwide, Mike.
Alex.
Yes,
hey, Alex, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yesterday they announced that all Memphis City School students will be issued an ID card that will track their every move while in the school. The story was on the newspaper this morning on the front page.
That's in Mississippi?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, okay, your phone cut out and it sounded like you said Memphis, Tennessee, okay.
Correct. We have a brand new school superintendent from down in, I believe it's Dade County, Florida. He's new here, and he's brought this program up. It's going to be an ID card that can track. Apparently, they're putting in surveillance equipment in the schools that will track.
The feds are paying for all that. It's the same worldwide, from Russia to China to the U.S., tracking them, cameras in bathrooms, hooked into the police department. Your children are now prisoners.
Yep. This morning on a local talk radio program, they were talking about the terrorist situation, and they were wanting to get people to agree that habeas corpus and due process was not a necessity of people that were classified as terrorists. Well, I called in and I asked the guy, had he read the Patriot Act? Well, he said he had, and I said, well, you understand, under the Patriot Act, any American citizen accused of dissent, just disagreeing with the government, could be declared a terrorist and held in Guantanamo without any of these rights provided under the Constitution, no due process whatsoever. And I asked if he agreed with that, and he responded, well, you're that crazy guy who likes Ron Paul. Well, I let him go on for a while, and then I said, you need to get rid of these people in Washington that can't read or understand the Constitution. Well, he immediately responded, did I want to kill them? See, that's what they're wanting to do.
No, it's all this. Folks, this entire secret police tattletale squads, it's for us, folks. They admit it.
I told him, I just said that they ought to be impeached. And then he went off into 9/11. Well, I gave him some more information. I said, what about the fact that there's not a single frame of footage of a plane hitting the Pentagon, and you can't fit a 158-foot wingspan through a 16-foot wide hole? And I said, my degree is mechanical engineering. I've studied the buildings that fell and the different information that's out there. This stuff didn't happen. And immediately, he shut me off, and then, well, he said he was going to come back with some photos of planes hitting the building. I asked him to post it on his website or email me. He said he wouldn't post it, said he would email me. He hasn't, but immediately hung up. And then he had two of these people call in. I know they're not regular callers, but two guys called in. One said he was working with FEMA at the Pentagon when this happened, said they found engines and landing gear. I've never heard anybody say they found engines and landing gear of a 757 inside the Pentagon.
They didn't.
I didn't think so.
But well, you see, for the CIA people and who are taking over all the cities, there's big money in this. And a lot of these people calling into shows are operatives. And it's just, that's what they want to know. Oh, you want to kill people now. Ooh, you need to be arrested.
That's what they're doing. So people need to be aware of the fact, if you call in and voice your opinion, they're going to try to corner you and ask you a question. And basically three people said that I was a crazy nut job on this radio program, including the host. And that's what they're trying to do, as this last person that was discredited. Everybody that is suicidal is crazy. And that's what they do. They target you by claiming you're suicidal or you're a nut job.
Or you want to kill people. Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate your call. It's bad. Thank you, Mike. James in Ohio, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
To talk to you. It's a true honor.
Honor to talk to you.
I do want to thank you for all you do and wake up every morning and fight the good fight. I have a question. I remembered a Prison Planet TV, and I listened to one of your audio interviews about Muhammad Atta and the Venice Flying Circus. I can't find that video on Prison Planet TV. I don't know if it got, like, dropped off or whatever. I don't know if you would maybe put it back up there.
No, a lot of people authorize us to post their videos. He authorized me to, and then about 2 years later said you're not authorized to, and so I took it down.
I see. And another quick question, just let you answer this. My horse was taken out of the race a while ago, so I'm stuck with checking out Bob Barr. What's your opinion on him?
I don't completely trust him. His voting record's not that good. It's better compared to some. I like what he said in the impeachment hearing a few weeks ago, but you know, the federal thing's all a big distraction. I mean, we should fight in the elections to educate people, but that's really about it. Local fights is where it's all at. All right, so activating all your sectors, ladies and gentlemen. This is Toe-to-Toe Combat with the New World Order.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Take a few final calls. There's been some new developments in the anthrax case. This is really getting ridiculous. They now claim they released 200 documents. He's the sole person to ever handle the Ames strain. They're doing that to counter scientists there that say he wasn't even working with that. But he's the sole guy, they're saying, who ever had contact with it, even though another guy broke in where it was at. And they ignore that, even though they claimed before it was Hatfield that was working with it, and then he made it in a bathtub somewhere, Burmis.
Yeah, they're saying right now that this is the sole guy to handle RMR-1029, the Ames strain. Now, they're saying, I think they're also alluding to the fact that somehow he mutated the virus from that strain, but since it went back to Fort Detrick, now they're saying they're finding all sorts of stuff. They found a plague book. I mean, this guy is he's a biological engineer. Of course he's going to read stuff like this. So they're trying to frame him
It's a bacteria. But
yeah. And now they're saying 4 years, he's the only guy that handled it. Remember, this has happened in 2001. He was the sole guy who had it since 97. Yet, they just held a service for him at Fort Detrick, Maryland, that the press was barred from. So this guy is supposedly the guy that killed five people, but they're still...
Well, they're having to say this now because all these scientists that work with him said he wasn't even working with it, and it isn't even the right DNA.
We're going to see a lot in the next few days and over the weekend of them bombarding this guy. He'll be guilty in the court of public opinion, Alex, and that's just the way they're going to wrap this up. This guy was suicidal, homicidal, sociopathic, apparently, and, you know... There's no evidence that he had anything, any kind of sympathy for the Muslims, no reason that he would have sent those four letters that saying death to Israel, death to America, this is just the beginning.
Why was the White House on Cipro?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Burmis. We'll cover it more tomorrow. Thank you. Okay, let's jam in some final calls. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air. Yeah, turn your radio off, brother. Okay, let's move on to Taylor in Ohio. Go ahead. Come on.
Sorry about that. I'm talking to a YouTube partner about reporting on the blocked websites, and he wants a list of these websites. Can I get one of those?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of websites that are being blocked. It depends on what filtration system it is.
Okay. Just like the UK sites, he's doing a report on them, and he wants a few sites to...
Well, there's all sorts of articles written about web censorship and web filtering, but PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com are... among them, and we list some of the others in the stories we wrote. He'll have to do a little research.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, my friend. Okay. Let's see if Mike in Arizona is back. Mike, are you back now?
Yes.
Alex? Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to give you some good news, brother, with all the bad things that have been happening. I know that you're familiar with another talk show host. I believe he's your good friend, George Norrie.
Yes.
And he had a program on supposedly about a time traveler by the name of John Teeter.
Oh, I don't get into that. I mean,
let me just tell you the good news. He had supposedly come from the year 2030. And one thing he said that really got me excited, he said, the New World Order by the year 2036 will be abolished. We win.
Well, let's just hope that's all true, but I don't get into time travel and the rest of it. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Brooke in Canada, or no, Bronco in Canada. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, Alex, I was wondering what your thoughts on the arrest of Radovan Karadzic.
Well, it's come out that they tried to hire him.
And had some deal with, like, Richard Holbrooke and Madeleine Albright.
Yeah, no, I have that right here, yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
Just more bull. They killed Slobo in the UN tribunal holding cells. They admitted he was poisoned. They said he did it himself. I mean, more stage deals, yeah.
What do you also think of like Obama's talking about tapping the strategic oil reserves to lower gas prices? I guess I'm guessing it's just like an election.
Yeah, that's a diversion. That's a diversion. They need to open up Alaska to us. But see, they're going to open it up, but just not for us. It's going to go to foreign countries. We're out of time. What a show today. We probably took 50 phone calls, and I sure enjoyed taking your calls. A lot of key information got brought up. A lot of news got covered. Rebroadcast on the Internet starts now. One place, the streams at InfoWars.com. For everybody else, I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m. Central. God bless you all. Key info at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Rebroadcast InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You are listening to GCN.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century with its ruthless spirit.